it's going. I have a funny feeling they're not going to go for any world leaders deliberately to avoid. I mean, who would want Donald at their wedding? Good grief. Well, look, what can I say? They have been fabulous. I think we can agree. My Fabulous Friday panel reviewing the week's biggest news stories. Peter Foster, Joe Twyman, thank you very much, gentlemen, for you going through. Actually, do some quite difficult topics there. Much appreciated. Well, more difficult topics, I'm sure, coming up.
That's right.
With Mr. John Holmes.
Yes.
Pele, what are you doing on your show?
Pornography.
And is that when you're on the travel breaks?
Yeah, I'm on travel breaks. Yeah, I always look at pornography.
Where do you stand on this?
Do you look at pornography or do you use pornography? I've heard both today.
I think you can do both.
Yeah, I think you can do both, possibly at the same time.
Not while I'm on air. My husband and I take a different view on this. Being an IT consultant, he's like, everyone would be sacked on the spot for using IT.
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be a sacking offence. Yeah. The IT working would be a sacking offence. Using pornography on while they're at work.
Yeah.
I don't know, unless it's a public office, I'm a little bit more.
Yeah, well, look, it's on his computer. He said it's not his computer or on his computer. The police have said it is on his computer. So, you know, there's thousands of images. It's like a sort of pornography advent calendar. We're going to be opening the doors. Doors, windows or flaps? I'm not sure which they are.
Oh, it's all going downhill, but it's going to be a brilliant listen from 1 o'clock. John Holmes here. I'm done for another day. Hey, the sun is even shining. I know I knock off a bit earlier than you guys do on a Friday. I'm gloating. I'm being honest about it. I'm back with you Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Do stay tuned. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Oh, I got my car a Ford Motorcraft service. It cost just £149 at a participating Ford dealer and it included a 30-point e-check. Oh, well, at least my Ford will be prepared for winter.
Book your Ford Motorcraft service at ford.co.uk. Prices recommended retail price including parts, labour and VAT. Terms and conditions apply.
Cara, joining video conference.
Hi, Cara. Wow, check out your tan.
Thanks. I just got back from Greece.
Oh, nice. So, tell me, do we have 50 of this dress?
App says yes, but I'll double check. Yep, I'll send you some pics.
Fab.
Want to do more in less time? Unified Communications joins up your landlines, mobiles, desktops, laptops and tablets to improve productivity. The future is exciting. Ready? Search Vodafone Business. Terms and conditions apply.
Fleet managers. Maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatics fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Okay, Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds and link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
As an employer, I like to look after my staff. Like remembering birthdays and making sure we don't run out of tea bags, that sort of thing. But I'm also responsible for the really important things too, like providing a workplace pension. But I've no say in what's on the radio.
Even if you only employ one person, you have to provide a workplace pension. It's the law. Get to know your responsibilities with help from the pensions regulator. Visit workplacepensions.gov.uk.
Winter's coming, so get your Ford ready with a Motorcraft service for just £149 at participating Ford dealers. Book at ford.co.uk. Price is recommended retail price.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
In what can only be described as a Friday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Here's Toby with the latest news.
Thank you. Coming up, mayoral row as Olympic Stadium costs spiral. 50-year child murder cover-up comes to an end. And Irish border Brexit report rebuked.
Talk Radio.
Sadiq Khan has slammed his London mayoral predecessor after soaring costs forced him to take control of the Olympic Stadium. An independent review says the cost of converting the stadium into a football venue was drastically underestimated by Boris Johnson, Talk Radio's Alex Dibble is at the London Stadium with the details.
This report details how more than £750 million of public money has been spent on the stadium, which will never be fully recouped. Accountants Moore Stevens say when the conversion deal was signed with West Ham, the risks weren't properly considered. In a statement, the club insists the process was fair. They're welcoming the mayor stepping in, though, admitting the stadium craves renewed leadership.
Elsewhere today, a stepfather who swung a toddler by the ankles and bashed his head against a fireplace, then lied about it for almost 50 years, has been convicted of murder. David Dearlove was seen attacking 19-month-old Paul Booth in 1968 by the little boy's brother Peter, who was three at the time. The 71-year-old claimed the boy had suffered a fatal head injury by falling out of bed. A member of the Brexit Select Committee has told Talk Radio a report suggesting the Irish border issue can't be resolved after the UK leaves the EU is not useful or authoritative. The government insists it doesn't want a hard border between the Republic of Ireland and the North, but is also refusing to put a customs border in between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK. The report suggests the proposals to have technologically run borders are untested and speculative. MP and member of the Brexit Select Committee, Jacob Rees-Mogg, reacted to it with Julia Hartley-Brewer.
It divided entirely on whether people voted to remain or leave at the referendum. So I don't think it's a very authoritative Commons report. And on the Irish border, it was flatly contradicted by the head of HMRC, John Thompson, when he said there was no need for a hard border.
And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have been given Robin Hood badges to mark their visit to Nottingham. Hundreds of people have turned up to catch a glimpse and shake hands with the newly engaged couple on their first official outing.
Trying to nick the ring.
I bet it's worth it.
That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing.
Possibly.
Nottingham. It's quite a crime. I think Nottingham's is it the most criminal town in the UK, Nottingham? There's some statistic about Nottingham.
When I was looking at universities, people used to nickname it Shottingham because they said there was a lot of gun crime.
It's a very crime-ridden place, Nottingham, for that reason. I mean, that's where Robin Hood's from.
I was going to say, you'd think that Robin Hood would have sorted it all.
Career criminal, Robin Hood. He was a robber. His name was Robin. He ran Robin.
The royals are sort of opposite Robin Hood, aren't they? Because they take money from the poor
to give to themselves.
Yeah.
Robin Hood presumably is the one that would most like the ring.
Yeah.
Robbing.
But that's
from
why I think people are shaking hands. Just going, let's go and shake hands. Congratulations. Get the ring off.
That's what kind of was. They haven't learnt well enough. Probably what's from Robin going on there. They've not managed it, have they, really?
Anyway. Hi, Toby.
Hello.
You're with us today.
I am.
You're the sort of the new Victoria.
For today.
No one knows what's going to happen, do they?
I assume someone knows what's going to happen.
Well, they're not communicating it to any of us.
Well, I mean, I can't.
How long are you Victoria for? Just today?
Today, but not next week, but then for the whole of the following week.
Right. It's complex, isn't it? So who's next week?
Your guess is as good as mine at this stage. I'll probably be able to tell you in half an hour.
It's Katie Hopkins.
Great.
Katie
Hopkins. Doing the news?
Doing the news, yes.
Right.
She's desperate for work.
Yeah. She's impartial.
Okay. Thanks, Toby. You're going to give us some weather now. Some partial weather. Go on then. Give us some weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Here it comes.
Partial to a little bit of sunshine for most this afternoon. There will be a few showers, though, lingering in the east. Cloudier across Northern Ireland and Scotland. Highs of 7 Celsius.
Thank you very much indeed. And now here's
Pete Abbott
with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. England manager Gareth Southgate says he's tried not to think too much about this afternoon's World Cup draw. They'll find out who they're playing in the group stages in Russia next summer. As one of these second seeds, England could be drawn with top-ranked nations Brazil, Germany or Argentina. The FA has asked Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola to explain Wednesday's incident with Southampton's Nathan Redmond. He approached the England international on the pitch at the end of City's 2-1 Premier League win, repeatedly shouting at him. Guardiola says he was asking why the winger didn't attack them as much as in last season's game. England have included uncapped all-rounder Craig Overton in a 12-man squad for the second Ashes cricket test. The day-night match starts in Adelaide tomorrow. Australia lead the series 1-0. England are expected to choose between Overton and fast bowler Jake Ball, who played in the opening game in Brisbane. A dual-code international Sam Burgess will captain England in tomorrow's Rugby League World Cup final against holders Australia in Brisbane. Usual skipper Sean O'Loughlin is injured. That's the sport, powered
by TalkSport.
Thomas has been on already, Toby, you'll be pleased to know, on the text and the tweet and the whatever.
Is Thomas a regular?
Yeah. He said this, it's a good move, a canny move, no less, to replace Victoria on the show with someone who can read.
Oh.
So, you know, that's... so he's already in.
Really?
Yeah. Well, that's... You've won him over.
I feel like Victoria can read.
Yeah, well, have you heard her?
Does he just mean, you know, replace someone that can read with another person?
No, he doesn't.
It is a canny move to have a newsreader who can read.
Yeah, but
I will agree
with
that.
But the weird thing is Victoria thinking. Actually mostly can't.
Oh, I mean,
so she said they've moved to the TalkSport because people listen to that thick.
She fits in, yeah.
And they won't know.
Oh, I see.
Really thick listeners.
Yeah, they just sort of go, and Victoria could just go, yeah, and they go,
that
season ticket for Liverpool.
Reading, that sounds no language at all.
Well, that's what that TalkSport sort of is.
I mean,
and that's how how the listeners respond.
Didn't you once steal a TalkSport listener and put them live to air? You once did that.
Yeah, we don't talk about that.
A beautiful moment.
It's about
that was
three
the subject
or four,
of a,
wasn't
of a,
it?
A three or four of their listeners, who were all calling in to Talk Radio.
Yeah,
no, to Talk Sport.
Talk Sport, beg your pardon. And then we took them here.
Yeah,
it didn't go well in a meeting afterwards.
No. Is that because they didn't understand?
They hadn't got a clue what was going on.
No.
But we
apparently there's some legal things.
Yeah, we let's gloss over it. anyway, so shall we do a pro? Shall we?
Yeah.
Shall we, Katie? Get us out of this thing. Press the thing.
Talk Radio.
Time for showing off
terrible jumpers.
No one does frosties in goose fat like mum does.
Hundred times that we've had this playlist, the family sing-along's not the greatest. Kids are not worth the custom now.
Just doing the taste of all the Brussels sprouts.
Every bit of Christmas is living well. Sainsbury's, live well for less.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Afternoon to you, Groper in Chief.
Cornelius Mendes.
The amount of deaths in this country from Father Christmas.
Is it that? Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah. All right, one rule for the Royals, isn't it? Certainly with Brexit. Far left, but she said that the invitation. Victoria's final day on the news.
Why?
Please, can I come? Broadchurch. What we're doing now, something has got to stop chickens escaping, and it might as well be the guts of a Trump in wire form being announced and doing Sikh heart salutes.
Our station for our rivals.
With, you know, news-related items. However, Frosties, of course, no bones. She said she'd rather do that again, feel the first symptoms.
To when they were a mobster family.
Yeah, it was in police station.
I think it must have got on Twitter or...
Bloody millennial.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am bound together on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
Well, a very good afternoon to you then. Hello, welcome indeed to Talk Radio. As like Prince Harry and his bride, the American divorcee Wallis Simpson, we embark once again on today's duty. Although, of course, they've gone to Nottingham with all the glamour that that entails. And we are conversely waving to you from inside your radio. Hello there. It's the 1st of December, of course. 1st of December, people everywhere opening their flaps. Or do you call them windows, or do you call them doors? On your advent calendar. I wonder what the Deputy Prime Minister Damien Green is opening. Wonder what he's looking at today. I think an advent calendar has 24 images. The bespoke one on his computer, we learn, had thousands, apparently. Damien Green, of course, very much in the news today for accessing the pornography on his computer that was seized from his parliamentary office in 2008. What's behind this? Ooh. What's behind this? Oh, dear. Open another window. Ooh, that's a skill. Can I double jointed. And this, well, that's not even possible. Don't worry, I'm not going to go through all 1,000 of these, by the way. We've only got the first 5 or 6 images of his in here.
He does deny it, though, doesn't he?
Yes. He denies it. Yeah, but he did do it. So.
No, he denies this.
Yeah, he does deny it, yeah. Anyway, I think we should skip ahead and look at December the 24th on Damien Green's computer. That's the one. His advent calendar. Look at that. His advent calendar. Anyway, Christmas is coming. More of Damien Green. Green? Yeah, if you like. More of Damien Green anon. Happy December, though. And yes, the 1st of December. And that, of course, brings us the first crap Christmas tree in a town centre story in the newspapers today. Congratulations to Derby. Derby. Well done, Derby. You have the first of the stories of the crap Christmas tree in a provincial British town. Well done. You follow that kind of thing. It's a festive staple, isn't it? Turkey, tinsel, crap Christmas tree in the town centre. Congratulations, Derby. If only Prince Harry and the American divorcee Wallis Simpson were going there rather than Nottingham. That could have been a bit of a double hit story there, wasn't it? Speaking of the royal family, by the way, also today, can we all pray now that Prince George turns out gay? Okay, that's hands together, everybody, and eyes closed. Hands together and eyes closed. Cornelius, you do hands together and eyes closed.
Why are we doing this?
Do it. Hands together and eyes closed. And you, Dave. Hands together and eyes closed.
Okay.
Toby.
Yeah.
Hands together and eyes closed.
Yeah.
Can we just pray that Prince George turns out gay?
Why?
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Yeah. That's what he'd say. I'll tell you why, Cornelius. They're not my words. Those aren't my words. They are the words of a church minister who today has said that the Church of England will be forced to accept same-sex marriage if, quote, the Lord blesses Prince George with the love of a fine young gentleman. And he's called upon the flock to pray that George is gay.
I think Prince Harry has already got the love of a lot of fine young gentlemen, hasn't he?
Is this a breaking story?
Isn't he a bit of a gay icon?
I don't know, Toby. You tell me.
You're the mouthpiece of the news, Toby.
A lot of gay men really fancy Prince Harry.
Do they?
Yeah.
Pop that in your
They'll be
30.
Very, very upset.
Well, it's still not accepted by the Church of England.
Well, no, but the point that this person has said is the love that the Lord blesses Prince George with the love of a good man. But yeah. I think Prince Harry has already got the love of lots of good men. Doesn't mean it's reciprocated.
He's not necessarily got the physical love of
him. Well, no, that may be.
Yeah, but unless Meghan has gender reassignment. I mean, that could happen, couldn't it?
But my point is that this person has already spoken about something that's already happened.
Right.
It doesn't seem to have worked.
Yeah, but the point is that, you see, it's the Church of England who don't accept it, but they're saying that if Prince George turns out gay, then they'd be forced to accept it. So let us pray that the right person takes, eventually,
okay. So
when he gets
just
older,
the wrong person
takes Prince George up the aisle. On the programme today, the following. Headline hijack. That's right, Toby's here, as you know. He will be saying news lie at you in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. The reason for that? Just to confuse the people not listening correctly to this bit of the programme. Headline hijack. Make up a news story. Get involved. 87222.
Start your message with a word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
We're going through the week showbiz with Sam, a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. Cornelius, hi, Con. We'll be in the lift as it travels downwards through the building, reading out all of the texts and tweets we get from the haters, of course. In this week's Condescending, we've got a brand loyalty testing end of the week quiz. It's Friday, that's what we do. We've got work experience punditry. Who's in today?
Grace.
Grace is in today, reviewing films for us for the weekend. There's the big debate at 3. Live music to take you into the weekend as we drag a busker in from the streets to perform for us in the studio. It's also Some Request Friday, which means you can request speeches or talks. Like Radio 1, Radio 2, they do music. We can't do that, but we can do speeches and talks because we're a talk radio station. So, get involved with that in much the same way. If you want a speech or a talk, as a request or dedication, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
And we bring you hot guest action. The comedian Dane Baptiste will be joining us. Today's PR exercise, dressed up as an interview. He's flogging something. In time for Christmas. Chloe's on production duty today. Hi, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi there. Katie's on the buttons. Hi, Katie.
Hi
there. Toby's got the news.
Hello.
Hello. Dave's here for some reason. We don't know why.
All right. Cold outside.
This has got a free day or something. And Cornelius.
Happy World AIDS Day, John.
Great. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do we have to do to celebrate it?
Wear a little red ribbon.
Excellent news. Why aren't you wearing a little red ribbon, then?
I forgot.
Okay. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Welcome along. And, of course, to get us into today's big story, yeah, we're going to start with some music. See if you can figure out what the story is from this.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
But who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
Said it wasn't you.
All right. Could I forget that I had given her an extra key? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you bring the woman access to your villa. Trespass on a witness, all of you clean out your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the winner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. She say a night can't be, say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. I ain't to claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me kissing on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over.
So it's today's big story, but how does it link to today... big song, but how does it link to today's big story, eh? It's Shaggy. It wasn't me. Dave has been...
Easy.
Beavering away,
got
trying
it,
to figure it out. So go on then, Dave. How does it link
Shaggy,
to the story?
It wasn't me.
Yes.
Featuring, of course, Rick Rock.
Okay.
That's the man singing it in the chorus.
Yeah.
The second most famous rock after...
Chris.
The Rock. Oh, probably a third then.
Yeah.
But The Rock, of course, the former wrestler, now actor. He was in the Disney animated film Moana last year.
Yes.
That's one of his latest big things with Nicole Scherzinger and also Jermaine Clement.
Yep.
Jermaine Clement, of course, one half of Flight of the Conchords with Brett McKenzie.
Yeah.
Flight of the Conchords touring next year. Cornelius has already bought tickets to see them.
Yes.
Because he doesn't believe he has enough power in the media industry to get comps.
Yep.
So he's had to spend his own money.
He did that with the Killers the other day.
Yeah, exactly. Cornelius, of course, a stupid name to call any child, but even more stupid when you know the fact that when Cornelius was given the chance to pick his own middle name for his confirmation, he chose
Cornelius.
He's actually Cornelius Mendez. So an idiot with two of the same name. Another man famous having the same name is a man called Neville. You might have heard of him.
He's the footballer's dad
of Gary and Phil Neville, former England internationals. Gary and Phil Neville, of course, both played for Manchester United.
Yes.
Phil went on to play for Everton. Neither of them, John, you'd be pleased to know, ever played for West Ham United.
Right.
Which brings us to today's big story.
Yes.
That West Ham Stadium, the Olympic Stadium, has come under fire because the cost is spiralling out of control and Sadiq Khan's mad at Boris or something.
Very
like
good,
that.
Dave. It's not that, no. It's the story of Damian Green, who had pornography on his computer but says it wasn't me.
Oh.
Or him. I mean, it wasn't, literally wasn't me. I didn't put it there. And he says it wasn't him either. But the police say a little bit different. The forensic analysis to analyse that computer in 2008, taken from his office, said it did have 1,000 images of grown-up pornography on it. So, but he says not. So we're going to find out if that's even plausible, because the police evidence seems to suggest that, no, it really was him.
Mm.
And he's saying, no, it wasn't me.
And you're saying it wasn't you.
It certainly wasn't me. So we're going to find out we're going to find out if it's technically possible to have a computer in your office with you logged into it and sending emails at the same time as viewing the pornography in a separate window, which is what the police say happened, or not, or something. Anyway, we'll either exonerate him or absolutely nail that conviction down, you know, within the next 10 minutes.
Worth pointing out, this is not a legal
arena.
Arena.
No,
so it doesn't actually count.
No, but, you know, fine.
But we can get most of it done.
Yeah. So Talk Radio in the afternoons, we'll do that next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Antibiotics were wonderful pills, but don't ever think we'll cure all of your ills. So every time you feel a bit under the weather, don't always think that we can make you better. Take us for the wrong thing, that's dangerous to do. When you really need us, we could stop working for you. So please don't end up paying the price. Always take your doctor's advice.
Taking antibiotics when you don't need them puts you and your family at risk. Take your doctor or nurse's advice and keep antibiotics working.
Bold black alloy wheels. Sleek gloss black grille. Mean black side power vents. The Jaguar Black Edition XE, XF and F-Pace are here. With 50% off selected features saving you up to £2,740, it's time to show your dark side. Search jaguar.co.uk/Black Edition. Jaguar. The art of performance.
Available on selected models until 31st of December 2017. Terms and conditions apply. At participating retailers only.
Christmas, ready for takeoff. At Argos, save up to half price on hundreds of amazing toys, including Disney cars, Barbie and Fisher-Price. Plus, get a free £10 voucher when you spend £100. Go Argos. Selected lines, conditions apply. Offers end 5th of December. Voucher offer excludes gift card purchases.
Pop into TK Maxx for designer, cashmere and or sparkly gifts and you might even find a white Christmas snow globe.
A snow globe?
That's right. Find an exclusive snow globe in store or online and get actual snow delivered for free. So there you go. A white Christmas for absolutely nothing. It's just another one of TK Maxx's many big gifts at small prices.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent, comfort for your home.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems in Leicestershire on the southbound side of the M1. Lane closed due to an accident between 21 at Leicester and 20 at Lutterworth of the A4303. It's the inside lane of the three closed. Southbound side of the M3 through Surrey, a lane closed there. Breakdown between 3 at Lightwater and 4 at the Blackwater Valley route at Camberley. And the southbound side of the M5 through the West Midlands, that's still very slow following an accident through the roadworks. Junction 1 at West Bromwich for the A41, down towards Junction 2 at Oldbury for the A4123. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Oh, nice paper, snowmen. Oh, you've wrapped it well. No way! I have wanted this fitness tracker for ages. How did you know?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Free delivery on over 10 million new items, from the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech. eBay, fill your cart with colour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So a very good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. And yes, we're going to talk about today's big story. Green, then. He is the Deputy Prime Minister. He's a senior Tory. He's the MP for Ashford. And he had, according to a policeman, 1,000 images of adult-style pornography on his parliamentary computer. Now, the fact that an MP turns out to be a bit of a W word isn't news
Wally.
At all, of course. Yes? Isn't news at all, not to any of us. The computer was examined in 2008. A former Scotland Yard detective who detected the pornography has said that the pornography, which was legal pornography, was viewed extensively. That is the quote on that parliamentary computer that belonged to Damian Green. Damian Green, for his part, has said, it wasn't me. The computer was seized from his parliamentary office. But he denies it, saying that he never watched nor downloaded any kind of pornography on that computer, legal or otherwise. By implication, then, the notion that he, Damian Green, enjoyed any kind of gentleman's wrist adventure while setting about his member of parliamentary business is nonsense. Yet the pornography was on the computer, according to the police, right? Who claimed to be in, and I quote, no doubt that he was responsible for it. The computer was on his desk, it was logged in under his name and password. The viewings of the pornography coincided with him sending emails and reading documents. So it's ridiculous, say the police, to suggest anyone else was responsible. Robert Pritchard, is a cybersecurity expert, and he's on the phone. Hello, Robert.
Hi, John.
How are you? Are you well?
I'm good, thank you, yeah.
Good, good. So, okay, so what we have here, you know, in a sort of, if we boil it right down to, I guess it's sort of, it's IT level, right? We've got a man who's logged into his computer, who's accessing emails, according to the police, at the same time as viewing, presumably in another window, the grown-up pornography. So do we, you know, but Damian Green denies it, right? He said absolutely not. So what are we to take from that? In a purely, you know, the police seem very sure, Robert, don't they?
Yeah, the evidence with the guy who did the forensic analysis or the interview with him suggests that he was pretty certain, and obviously haven't seen the data, but it does sound like the narrative as you presented it there is accurate. That is what's happening. Somebody was using that computer, logged in under the Damian Green's name, and sending emails, as you say, and reading documents and also browsing adult websites at the same time, which suggests that it was him.
Yeah, but we can't know, again, this is another quote, but yeah. We don't know whose fingers were on the keyboard. That's the point.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And he is denying it. So what are we then to assume? Because the computer, presumably, that kind, I mean, I do know nothing of computers, hence talking to you, Robert, but the computer, presumably, you know, the idea of going to a computer, and can it tell you who's logged in, where, and what, and the fact that these emails were being sent from his personal email account at the same time he was browsing this stuff, that's all in the data. That is easily retrievable from a computer, presumably.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what the reason that his computer was being examined is because he was a suspect or being investigated for leaking confidential government material to the press. And that is exactly what police forensic investigators do. They try and establish a timeline of what's happened on that machine. Now, obviously, as you say, your fingers on keyboard, there's no way to know just from looking at forensics record who was definitively sat in front of the keyboard at the time. But that, so building up the evidence and building a timeline and a narrative is exactly what that kind of forensic examination would have been all about. So working out who was logged in and what they were doing.
I see. So, and obviously it's a parliamentary computer as well, isn't it? That's the point. So presumably that's online, connected to the Houses of Parliament's Wi-Fi or however it might be. And what are the, you know, in terms of people accessing stuff at work, because, you know, I don't know about here. Cornelius will know this. Cornelius,
hello.
You look at pornography a lot. Can it be accessed from this?
I deny the allegations.
Well, you were logged in and sending emails. Does the internet here at Talk Radio allow you to access the pornography or not?
I've never tried.
No, but if you were to try, or try now.
Okay.
Right? Just out of interest, because I'll tell you why I'm asking this, Robert, is because a lot of places, workplaces, block this sort of stuff, don't they?
They do. So, I've had limited experience with the Houses of the Parliament in another life, and I know that, you know, the members of Parliament are pretty stringent when it comes to their freedom to access information, and perhaps aren't people who would take terribly kindly to being restricted in any way in terms of the things they might research, sometimes for completely legitimate reasons, right?
Yeah.
They have to legislate on absolutely everything, ergo they need to understand the topic. So it wouldn't surprise me if those kind of filters weren't in place there. But I would expect it to be blocked at your workplace, certainly, and most workplaces do block.
Well, let's Cornelius is online now. Let's find out. He's on Talk Radio's internet connection here. Cornelius, you've been trying to access some pornography for research purposes. So if this does come back to bite you on the arse, you can simply say we were just...
I'll just play this clip of radio, John.
Under the advisement of a cybersecurity expert, Robert, here, right, we are testing out whether or not this workplace, as it shouldn't, as Robert just said, allows us to access grown-up pornography. Does it or not?
No, I wasn't aware of any adult websites, so I just had to guess at one. Yeah, I won't say what I typed in,
okay.
But it was basically pieceoftheanatomy.com.
Yes.
It's taken me to a different website called that. Which
Busty Tube?
Yes, we don't know what that is. But I have successfully logged in.
Right, so basically, this place is riddled with it.
Maybe, yeah. Look at that.
Oh, my God. How's she even doing that?
It makes me feel ill. I'm getting rid of it.
I find that extraordinary.
That extraordinary because there are some links. If you go to the TalkSport and indeed Talk Radio website, there are some links via adverts on our own website which get blocked via our network.
Right.
And yet that hasn't been blocked.
And what Cornelius is openly viewing there in an office environment.
I find that extraordinary.
Cornelius Mendes.
We advertise things that we don't want us to look at.
Right.
And yet
you can look at Busty Tube. Robert, thank you very much.
No problem.
It's good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed. And Robert, could you come and fix our internet? It seems to be a bit grotty. Robert...
You really want me to fix it. I mean, you know...
Actually, you probably leave it. Yeah, it's fine. I'll research it later. That's Robert Pritchard there, cybersecurity expert. And there you go. Look what we've proved.
Well, yes. And I think we should be doing more experiments like this.
Yes. For the next 3 hours. Right, anyway. So that we've all learned something, as I say. That's fair enough. Damien Green denies it.
As do I, other than for
research I just watched your fingers on it.
I was
the keypad.
Doing it for research purposes.
Right. Anyway, so, that's news, but there's more of it, because Toby has it, momentarily. We'll be back after it with some Headline Hijack, and indeed, a roundup of the week's showbiz. But just after 1:30, here is Toby with the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Former London Mayor Boris Johnson is under fire from his successor after Sadiq Khan accused him of bungling the conversion of the Olympic Stadium. An independent review has found a catalogue of errors in transforming the venue, which is costing the taxpayer £20 million a year. The report says the £323 million cost of the conversion will never be recovered. Khan is now taking over the running of the stadium. Brexit Select Committee member Jacob Rees-Mogg has told Talk Radio a report into the Irish border issue is unimportant, not useful and unauthoritative. It claimed the problem can't be resolved after the UK leaves the EU and suggested proposals to have technologically run borders are untested and speculative. But Rees-Mogg told Julia Hartley-Brewer the only reason it's become so complex is because of Remainers who cling desperately to the idea they can still win.
There are people who oppose Brexit and they want to make it difficult. And they're within the European Union, that the European Union did not want the UK to leave and wants us to replicate in our departure as much of the restrictions and impositions of membership of the European Union as they can.
Unions say almost 700 job losses at the Royal Bank of Scotland could signal the end of face-to-face banking. The state bank lender is closing a quarter of its RBS and NatWest branches. And Prince Harry and his fiancée Meghan Markle have been carrying out their first public engagement together since announcing they're to marry. They've been on a walkabout in Nottingham. Here's your weather. Sunny for most this afternoon, so they can carry on walking about. A few showers, though, lingering on in the east. Maybe they shouldn't, then. Cloudier across Northern Ireland and Scotland. Highs of 7 Celsius.
I like that was a sort of bespoke weather report for the...
It just suddenly occurred to me that I was about to say showers in the east, and that's exactly where they are.
In the East Midlands.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they are. And as you say, having their walkabout in Nottingham, that's where the Prince Harry and the American divorcee Wallis Simpson are making their first appearance. Absolutely. Toby, thank you. Toby will be back at 2 o'clock.
Do I get this laptop? That's just sat at my desk. It's like a Christmas present.
It's got Nography on it. It's got the Nography.
It's for more research.
Okay, yeah. I'll leave it there.
That's all it is. Good. Toby, thank you. Toby back, as I say, with Headline Hijack. Made-up news stories. We'll get to some of them next on Talk Radio.
Speech Radio with a difference. Late night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee on Talk Radio. Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
I've got a very poor internet connection.
Late night with Rufus Hound. In for Ian Lee.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tonight from 10.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
On Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
That was badly timed because I just ate a wedge.
Mm.
Cornelius.
All three of us have.
Mm.
Cornelius has got some potato wedges.
Bit of a wedge window there that we didn't.
And
didn't
I went on a wedge stealing adventure.
Mm.
And I forgot the microphones were Anyway.
Radio, innit?
Yeah. So, made-up news stories. That's what we require from you, because Headline Hijack is on the way. Here's how it works and what it is. At 2 o'clock, you'll hear the news. It will be said by the mouth of Toby. But it will contain a news lie at 2 o'clock, because each day it does. And why does it? I'll tell you why. It's to confuse the people not paying attention to this bit of the programme. No, not really listening. Or even have popped out for wedges of their own. And are going to get back. Switch the radio back on. Hear the news. Believe it. Including the lie that will be within it. Supplied by you. Just a couple of sentences. That's all you need to send us. And you could hear your words said to the nation as truth. Like proper fake news. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
So, what's been coming in? Cornelius.
This one is from... who's this from? Oh, Mary.
Mary
says that one child in Maidstone in Kent got a surprise after opening the first window on their advent calendar, and it revealed a tab of acid. Fortunately, the child did not take the drug, but questions are being asked of how this could have happened. The police are investigating. They've said they're now looking for a hippie who is confused as to why they're holding a little chocolate in their hand.
Yeah, I'm going to pick you up on one thing in there. Mary. It's the advent calendar part of that. Door. Not a window. It's a door.
No, it's a window.
It's a door. It's a door in the advent calendar. We had this argument last year.
Last year, yeah. Didn't we solve it?
Yes, it's doors.
No, because doors won the poll.
Yeah, which
but
is
then
what...
TalkSport stole the idea, TalkSport Drive.
Just like they've done with our newsreader, but yeah.
Yeah, Windows won their poll.
Yeah, but people listen to TalkSport.
People voted in that one.
More people voted in that one, so Windows were the winner.
Yes, but unfortunately, that you're talking about listeners to TalkSport who are all thick.
No,
so
not.
Their opinion doesn't count.
That may be so, but...
A toss.
But, well... people's votes count in.
Well, yeah, hence Brexit.
Yeah, exactly.
But the point I'm making is that I'm not going to count their poll because it's not legally binding. So ours wins because it was a Talk Radio poll in the first place, and that was door, right? Advent calendars. Today's the first day you open the door. Door number one.
It's the window.
Door number one, not a window.
Well, why did Mary say window on her headline hijack?
Because she's a Talk Sport listener.
Why is she listening to this?
She's accidentally coming over here to listen to that.
Do you want me to adjudicate?
How?
Make the final decision.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
What are you saying?
Windows.
Doors.
I mean, it's really obvious, isn't it? It's flaps.
It's not flaps.
No, we had this last year. No, Someone erroneously added flaps into the equation.
Definitely. Look at them. We've got a giant advent calendar in the studio for reasons no one's sure about. But they're definitely flaps. They flap open.
They don't door open, do they?
Windows flap open.
Yeah. Doors flap open.
When do windows flap open?
No one calls it a flap.
It's a flap, mate.
Look, it's a door.
Flap vent calendar.
Look, we lost a whole show to this last year.
Well, that's a good job we've started now then, isn't it?
Do another Twitter poll. Do a Twitter poll now, and let's do it again. Is it doors, windows or flaps on an advent calendar? It's doors.
Flaps.
It's windows.
Right, okay, well, let's see.
What do people through the glass think?
Okay, let's take a quick straw poll of the people who work on the show. Chloe.
Yeah? What?
Flaps?
Pardon?
Doors or windows?
Windows.
Yes!
That's one.
Katie?
Door.
Thank you.
Ah, what?
There we go, on. You see.
Tony's through there.
Tony, work experience, Tony.
Say flaps, mate.
Doors.
Oh, come on.
Thank you very much indeed. So there we have it. That's a straw poll of here. Do it on Twitter. I'm promising you that's what it is. It's an advent calendar door. Anyway, while that debate rages, you can, once we tweet, stop looking at Busty Tube.
I'm not.
You are.
Do a Twitter poll.
Stop looking at Busty Tube and do a Twitter poll.
Because I've banned it in our flat. Yeah. Blocked the website.
Dave and Cornelius live together. It's a mess.
I banned the website.
On the way, showbiz with Sam. He's a man from TalkSport. We'll ask him. He doesn't have any interest in or knowledge of showbiz, so that's why he rounds it up for us on a Friday. It's coming next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Oh, I got my car a Ford Motorcraft service. It cost just £149 at a participating Ford dealer, and it included a 30-point e-check. Oh, Well, at least my Ford will be prepared for winter.
Book your Ford Motorcraft service at ford.co.uk. Prices recommended retail price, including parts, labour and VAT. Terms and conditions apply.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
The festive season has started at Selco Builders Warehouse, and we're celebrating with Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Like a SlimFix 6-piece electric screwdriver set for just $19.99, or a Unilight LED compact headlight for only $7.99. Now that's a Christmas cracker. Don't miss Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Only available until the 15th of December. Prices exclude VAT. Find out more at selcobw.com.
We got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £79 million jackpot. And two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euromillions. Only from the National Lottery.
Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
That moment when you promise yourself an early night, but end up on the phone in a YouTube wormhole until 2 a.m. Or that moment when you're walking and texting and look up to see the person you almost walked into glaring at you. Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
Okay, what's this one here? To Uncle Gary, Merry Xmas, love, Polly. Kiss, kiss. Bit overwrapped, that's fine.
Oh, wow! These trainers are meant to be sold out everywhere. How did she even get hold of these?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Check eBay now for great prices on great brands. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech, eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
Hi there, I'm in Somerset to speak to Andy about how taking payments with Square has helped his business.
I'm Andy, and I run a small shop and cafe called Wookie Hub in Somerset. There's no cash machines or banks anywhere near the hub, so the customers expect to be able to pay by card.
So you see, Square offers a simple way to accept all major cards and in turn keep your customers happy. Get up to £1,000 in free card transactions for your first 180 days when you sign up at square.com/trysquare. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter's coming, so get your Ford ready with a Motorcraft service for just £149 at participating Ford dealers. Book at ford.co.uk. Price is recommended retail price.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Problems in South Yorkshire on the southbound side of the M1. Two lanes are blocked due to a two-vehicle accident between 31 at Sheffield and the A57. Down towards 30 at Worksop for the A616. Northbound M5 through Worcestershire, two lanes are closed due to a multi-vehicle collision between 8 at the M50 and 7 at Worcester South for the A44 turning. Two outside lanes of the three are closed there. And the northbound M6 through Warwickshire, that queues following an accident between 3 at Coventry up towards Crawley services. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Okay, what's this one here? To Uncle Gary, Merry Xmas, love, Polly. Kiss, kiss. Bit overwrapped, that's fine.
Oh, wow! These trainers are meant to be sold out everywhere. How did she even get hold of these?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Check eBay now for great prices on great brands. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech, eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ooh, there's a lot going on in the news today, as you would expect. Sadiq Khan is the Mayor of London. That's not news, you knew that already. But he's banging on about the Olympic Stadium, wants a critical independent review of the ownership of the stadium. It's all to do with the cost and Boris Johnson and Brexit as well. And the Prince Harry and the American divorcee Wallis Simpson are in Nottingham today. That is their first, they're waving at the people of Nottingham. That's in the news today. Damian Green, he is a senior Tory. He's the Deputy Prime Minister. The police say there are adult images of adult pornography on his parliamentary computer, dating back to an investigation from 2008. He denies that. If you just joined us, we did an experiment because I didn't know whether workplaces like the Houses of Parliament on their Wi-Fi and so forth ban, because you can block, you know, these sort of websites that are
like a net nanny, isn't it?
It's sort of
that's
that.
What it's called.
Yeah. So we figured, of course, that this place, being a professional work environment, would have done the same thing. But no, Cornelius, since we discovered this, has been sitting there looking at BustyTube.
No, I did it for the experiment and have since closed it.
Mm-hmm. BustyTube, he was looking at, which I'd never heard of. But you
neither
went straight to it. You've got it. You seem to have it.
No, I was redirected from. I searched a piece of theanatomy.com.
Yeah.
I won't say which piece because I don't want anyone to find this horror.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then it was redirected to this terrible website.
Yeah. Anyway, so Cornelius has that saved.
No, I don't.
It's all very complicated, though, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
You're supposed to put your hand around it. It's the news made simple by using Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Gareth Southgate won't write off World Cup. Now that's enthusiasm.
The news in haikus. Of course, it's the World Cup draw in Russia today. And I don't even know what that means. So we arrive on a Friday at the door, window or flap marked show business. What's been happening in the world of showbiz this week? We have no interest in it or knowledge of it. And neither does Sam, who's joined us to go through it. Hi, Sam.
Hi, John. How are you?
Sambiz.
You good?
The
well,
Sambiz.
I like that. Sambiz. Yes. That's good.
No, we're fine. Thank you very much indeed. Door, window or flap?
It's a flap.
Yes!
No, it's because not. Because it's applicable across, so then that way, you know.
I mean, it's a door on an advent calendar. There's a Twitter poll now up. If you'd like to go to Twitter, the Talk Radio account, at Talk Radio, and vote, please, on this year's poll, door, window or flap. What do you open on an advent calendar?
Thomas on Twitter has made a very good point. If it hasn't got a handle, it's a flap.
Ah, see?
Doors have handles, windows have handles, flaps do not have handles.
Not all windows have handles.
All windows have handles.
Not all doors have handles.
All doors have handles.
No, they don't.
Prove me wrong. Find a door without a handle right now.
Like a push. I can't. There's only one door in here that has a handle.
It's got a handle. But 100%.
Doors, 100%. Well, there's a window. Doesn't have a handle.
Yeah, it does.
Where?
Yeah, right there.
That's not a handle.
What's a handle?
Where's the handle?
I mean, it's radio. No one's going to know, so I'm just going to keep saying there's a handle.
There's no handle on that window.
There's no handle on that window.
No, there's a handle. I can see the handle.
Someone can see the handle.
I can see the handle.
No, you're both lying.
No, you just can't see. Just there, right in the middle.
Anyway, shut up, Sam. What have you got in the showbiz?
I've got everything. So, if you remember, obviously, I know you remember my showbiz often. Yeah. We talked about Jelena, which is the combination of Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez. And
oh, yeah.
They've now gone on a few dates, and the love is now rekindled, with Selena telling Billboard magazine, she said, I'm 25, I'm not 18 or 19 or 20. So she can remember her age.
Okay,
good.
The maths good.
I cherish people who have really impacted my life. So maybe before it would have been forcing something, but that wasn't right. But now it is.
Aww.
So there you go. She.
That's lovely.
There you go. Nice. Right? Love is in the air there.
Yeah. I know who Bieber is, but I can't remember who she is.
She's just another
High
pop
School
star.
Musical.
Okay.
Was she? Was it Selena Gomez in High School Musical?
Vanessa Hudgens, mate.
Oh, there
Selena
you go.
Gomez was on Disney Channel or something, wasn't she?
Boom.
I literally don't know or care. What else have you got?
Moving on. We'll move on to some of our own talent with Mr. Ian Lee. Called Stealing the Show.
I'm a Celebrity
with Amir Khan.
Yeah. Well, now the thing is, I do know who he is.
So yeah, you do know that.
This sort of
fantastic.
Flies in the face of normal showbiz.
This is actually
news.
Quite good because this bit of showbiz I actually do watch. I partake in watching this with my housemates every night.
Right.
So, and yeah, it was quite shocking. Him and Amir Khan won a won a challenge, and they decided that they were going to keep the treat that they'd won and eat it in the jungle. However,
yeah,
in my opinion, and also Twitter's opinion, he was very much bullied into it, Ian.
Yeah, and by Amir.
Yeah, Amir very much forced him into doing it. And
Into doing what?
They ate strawberries and cream in the woods.
They won strawberries and cream for the whole camp.
Euphemism, that.
No, on the way back to the camp, yeah. Amir just went, we could just eat these. Yeah. And Ian went, oh, wouldn't that be funny? And he was like, no, I'm going to eat these. And right. Ian was like, no, come on. And then he was like, no, let's look at them at least. And then they opened them, and then Amir was already pouring cream all over them before we know it.
Right.
But then Ian felt bad.
Well, the strawberry's off. Right, well. Off. The strawberry's rotten or something.
No. He, you know, has a conscience, John.
A conscious?
Conscience.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He admitted to the rest of the camp, but he got most of the blame because Amir dobbed him in. He said, yeah, it was his idea.
Right.
It was quite shocking, really.
Was it?
Like, it was really... Yeah. Like, my whole opinion of Amir Khan changed because he very much threw him under the bus and was very happy for Ian to take all of the blame.
Right.
I still really like Amir.
I do like Amir, but I find them getting along very well at the moment as well. So.
Mm, do you know what he said about Shafi Khorsandi, Amir Khan?
No.
He said, for a comedian, she hasn't told one joke yet.
Right. And for a boxer, how many people has he punched?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, it works both ways.
Yeah, good. All right, well, that's jungle gossip.
Yeah, that's jungle gossip done. And also now moving on to Love Island gossip as well. I only bring you the best stuff. Yeah. Come on now.
Is that still on?
I'm going to say.
It's
not even on, but they're still talking about them, apparently. Apparently, this is big news that Olivia and Chris, who, of course, were the winning couple, or the second couple, they come second, I believe, Chris has now been seen in a nightclub kissing another woman, and Olivia is furious and, yeah, wants to know who the mystery woman was. Of course,
right.
Chris recently went to an award ceremony where Katie Price decided to shout out saying, show me the text, because apparently he'd been texting her as well.
Sorry, who'd been texting what?
Chris
from Love Island.
Chris Hughes from Love Island.
Yeah.
Texting Katie Price, apparently. And
right.
Yeah, that
isn't Chris Hughes on Eggheads?
I don't think so.
It's a different one.
I don't know, but yeah, I imagine it's a
it's definitely a different one. Definitely, judging from the things that Chris comes out with. Yeah.
But Jeremy Vine was on Love Island this year,
right? Yeah, presenting
it. Good.
And currently, Theresa May is in Jordan.
Yeah.
So that.
Yeah.
That is correct. Okay. It is. Yeah. You know, the showbiz world is
amazing.
It's quite difficult to understand, isn't it?
It's a web, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. Mm. Brilliant. What else?
Another bit of Big Brother. How about that? So,
what, is that on
a reality
as well?
Show to another one? No. Yeah. No, this is just a really odd story from. It's Bec Shiner who was in the 2008. She has launched a 99p. car washing service. 24 hours, and she is basically, if you check out the story, she is very scantily clad, throwing water over herself as well.
I don't know why you didn't lead with this gold.
Well, I know.
99p
for a...
To have your car washed by someone from Big Brother 2008.
Yeah, that's the one.
Is it because her name is Shiner? Is it like something to do with shining cars? Is there a name of the car wash?
S-H-I-N-E-R. Shiner.
Bec Shiner.
I wouldn't Google it. Oh, Lord.
Googled it, mate.
You're going to find out.
There's
about
no limit here.
You're going to find out about.
You can look at
pornography. This net now. But yeah, so now she's just charging 99p. She's now a glamour model.
Not a very good one. She's a car washer.
Well, yeah, now she's doing this.
That's what she is.
Yeah, apparently this is an advertising campaign, but apparently went horribly wrong for her. Yeah, it's a little bit odd.
It is odd.
Yeah. Have a look, Dave.
Apparently, she's hoping to make some extra money in the run-up to Christmas by making sure her neighbours' cars are sparkling for the festive period.
That's not right.
There you go.
Wow.
So check that one out.
99 pence.
Yeah, 99 pence.
Finally,
more reality TV.
Oh, God.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. Strictly's Gemma Atkinson, unlike the others that normally say how much they lose on... Strictly Come Dancing. She's actually gained a stone during the show as well. Apparently she's been gorging on daily cakes and pizza. And yeah, apparently there's something.
Which one's Gemma Atkinson?
Gemma Atkinson, she's the fitness instructor, and she's
That's
done
ironic.
Acting and
yeah.
stuff like that. She's And bit she's, of a fitness
she's put on weight.
Yeah, she's put on weight.
Brilliant. So that's why I love Sherry's News, because it's crucial. I couldn't have gone through the rest of the day without knowing that someone from Strictly had put on some weight.
I'm not going to lie, all of those stories were pretty much people that are clinging on to fame.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do apologise.
No, that's exactly... It's not... You've just summed up showbiz for us.
Yeah, well, I have, haven't
so
I?
So that's fair enough.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sam.
Not a problem.
Sam there knows nothing of showbiz, no interest in it, no knowledge of it, much like the rest of us, and that's why we rounded up with him on a Friday. Thank you for coming in.
Not a problem.
Next bit of the programme... guest action. We bring you guest action, of course. Comedian Dame Baptiste is going to be joining us because it's PR, dressed up as an interview. He's got something to flog, of course. I don't even know what it is yet, he's flogging. It'll be something. Tour or something, or a DVD for Christmas.
A tour, yeah.
Fine. Anyway, he's going to be in. We've also got an end of the week quiz on the way because it's a Friday. We've got live music for you in the last half an hour of the programme as well. But somebody has to get their made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin. Toby will be here with the news, but one of the stories will be made up by you, because that is Headline Hijack, and that's how it works. Confusing those not paying attention to this bit. Who is today's Headline Hijacker? Cornelius.
Michaela.
Where's Michaela from?
Cirencester.
Okay. Michaela is in Cirencester. She's got a made-up news story in the news, which is coming next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio, 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial. It's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
The Nissan Navara Techno is tough as always.
And smarter than ever.
With a 3.5-ton towing capacity and a 1-ton-plus payload.
Class-leading fuel economy on manuals and up to 5-year warranty.
All for £269 per month, excluding 20% VAT on business contract hire.
The Nissan Navara Techna.
Business users only. £269 per month contract hire on Techna-grade manual. £1,616 advance rental. 10,000 miles per annum. Nissan finance subject to status. T's and C's apply.
Ends 21st of the 12th, 2017. Participating dealers only. Nissan.co.uk.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatics fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £79 million jackpot. And two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euromillions. Only from the National Lottery.
Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be sage. Build on.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Yes, it is. In the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's 2 o'clock. Here's Toby with the latest news.
Thank you. Coming up, Khan slams Bojo over Olympic Stadium. Irish border post-Brexit warning. And Harry and Meghan warn hearts and hands.
Talk Radio.
Mayor Sadiq Khan has announced a deal to take control of the London Stadium in a bid to get a grip on its losses. He says the saga surrounding the former Olympic venue is simply staggering. It follows an independent report which slams a catalogue of errors made under previous Mayor Boris Johnson. The cost of converting the stadium to a football venue ended up being £323 million, over £130 million more than the original estimate, with the taxpayer footing the bill. The Republic of Ireland insists it's not looking to make life difficult during Brexit talks over its border with the UK. It comes as MPs issue a warning that a return to checkpoints might be the only way forward. But Jacob Rees-Mogg, a member of the Brexit Select Committee, told Talk Radio's Julia Hartley Brewer it's only the EU making life difficult.
The Irish border is something that we can do unilaterally. We simply say, as the British, that we will not have a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. And then if the EU wants to impose one, that's a matter for them. But we won't help them do it, we won't impose it.
A 71-year-old man has been convicted of murdering his 19-month-old stepson in 1968. David Dearlove swung Paul Booth against a fireplace at their home in Teesside. He claimed the toddler had fallen out of bed. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have been meeting hundreds of well-wishers in Nottingham on their first joint official engagement. The couple, who'll get married next May, are visiting a youth project and meeting AIDS charities in the city. Before that, they spent more than 20 minutes greeting crowds, where they also received gifts. These fans were delighted.
I was shaking her hand and I apologised for my hands being really cold, and so she put it into her pocket and got this heat pack out for me.
She was shining, she looked so happy and comfortable
together with Harry.
So it's just one thing to see them in the street, but then it's another thing for them to personally, like, be nice to you.
What, Luke?
Talk Radio National Weather.
Luke's in here. Sex Luke is in here. Sex Luke works on the website, and he's trying to communicate something with me, but I don't know what he was saying. What were you saying?
I was just asking you to lower your mic just for a little bit.
To lower my mic?
As in, like, slightly. Yeah, just a little bit.
But if I do that, I'm off mic.
No, not that. Not like that. That's too far.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
This is the sort of chat we could have off air. You
is this a, is this some sort of comment on your height?
I don't know what he's doing.
Well, I mean, if you want to interpret it like that, that's up to you.
Feels like we could do this in the break, guys.
Our listeners are on tenterhooks. They've heard the weather stab and they want to know the weather.
Gone,
sunny
Toby.
For most this afternoon. There were few showers lingering in the east.
Great.
Cloudier across Northern Ireland and Scotland. Highs?
Yep.
7 Celsius.
Always end on a high, Toby.
Well, after 3 it'll probably be on the lows.
But. Here's now Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. England hope to avoid the dreaded so-called group of death when Moscow hosts the draw for next summer's World Cup this afternoon. Gareth Southgate's side are among the second-ranked pot of countries, so they could end up having to face the likes of Brazil or world champions Germany. There's live coverage of the World Cup draw from 3 this afternoon on our sister station Talk Sport. The FA says it will seek observations from Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola over the incident involving Nathan Redmond at the end of Wednesday's Premier League match against Southampton. Guardiola says he was asking why the winger didn't attack them as much as he had in last season's game. Tiger Woods says it was great to be back on a competitive golf course at the Hero World Challenge in the Bahamas. He's just 3 shots off the lead after the opening round in his first tournament for 10 months. And England Rugby League captain Sean O'Loughlin will miss tomorrow's World Cup final because of injury. Sam Burgess replaces the Wigan loose forward as skipper for the game with Holders Australia in Brisbane. That's the sport, powered by Talk Sport.
And finally, economic forecasts are predicting that this year the average roast potato count on Christmas dinners could be down by 1.4. The worrying statistics are said to be due to Brexit and also a struggling goose fat industry due to the inclement weather. In better news, parsnips are hoped to be at their highest rate yet.
Thank you very much indeed. Toby there with the news and Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport. We'll talk to Dane Baptiste next on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy.
Love music.
Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, here's what's still to come on the programme between now and when we stop then. A man called Con, hi Con.
Hello.
Will be in a lift. The lift will travel downwards through the building. As it is doing so, he will read out all of the texts and tweets we get from the people who hate me, personally, the show, or anyone who works on the show. We call that feature Con Descending. We don't get rid of the abuse or block people or, you know, report them to the authorities or anything. No, we read them out live from the lift in Con Descending. That's coming. And we bring you live music on the programme. As we drag a busker in, quite literally from the streets of London, to perform for us. To kind of serenade you into the weekend. But I promised you guest action, and that is what we'll do now.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Only the Chortle Awards Best Newcomer nominee, 2015 Foster's Comedy Award, 2014 Best Newcomer nominee as well. Dane Baptiste, hello.
Hello.
How the hell are you?
I'm all right, chilling.
Good to have
you
in.
All right, how are you doing?
Yeah, we're all right, I think. Yeah.
Say chilling, no freezing. It's very cold today.
Absolutely freezing.
Play that down, really cold.
It is.
I'm freezing.
Do you think, though, the temperature in here, because this is a bone of contention, so I'd like to get your opinion on it, is it too hot in the studio, or is it about right? Just out of interest.
I think if you juxtapose it with the external climate, it's right.
It's about right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We inherit this from Julia Hartley Brewer. I don't know whether you're familiar with her work.
In terms of generating
the heat,
exothermic reaction?
Yes. Basically, she has...
Not really.
She has some views, shall we say.
Oh, okay.
That could be considered toxic.
I see.
So the heat generated.
I see. Okay, cool.
Sort of seeps.
Feces also is very warm, just saying.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Something she might be spewing may be of a high temperature.
Yeah.
Could be a steaming pile.
In literal terms,
yeah.
That many have said.
Yeah, well, there you go. That explains.
By the way, I just wanted to be very upfront about this, because we do this with the listeners to this are quite intelligent listeners.
I mean, yeah.
The listeners to Talk Sport, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really disguise this kind of chat. We say up front that it's a PR exercise, dressed up as an interview.
I like that.
As long as you're comfortable with that.
Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Then we're going to be fine.
Well, when you say exercises, then you're testing my aptitude to relate to the public, or just...
Well, I mean, it's a sort of... I suppose it sort of tests how good you are at selling whatever it is you've come in to sell.
Which I guess is myself.
It is you, yeah. So in many ways, it's kind of this is your platform now.
I see.
To do that. And I know there's a tour. I've read the information.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's what we're talking about.
So I guess I have to kind of build a context for these listeners then. So it's an exercise in terms of seeing, can I relate to the public?
Yeah.
How contrived that effort will be. Or if he, you know, maybe is a natural artist and is being thrown into this with relatively little media training.
Exactly.
Let's find out.
Let's do it. Okay. Hey, tell me about the tour, Dane.
It's not begun yet, so that's safe enough. The tour is my second tour, which will be a national and an international tour. I've tried to arrange dates so it coincides with some of my travels I planned in 2018, where I'll be visiting Australasia, the Baltics, South Africa, and North America, and Scandinavia too. So,
that's technically, you could call that a world tour.
It's a what? Yeah.
Can
you? I mean, I won't be visiting like the Asian continent or the subcontinent, I guess. It's more Australasia. So I guess it's not necessarily a world tour. But I guess some people from the Asian diaspora who have an enormous population in Australia will be visited by me. So they can disseminate the information amongst, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah,
take
countries
it back
of origin.
With them.
Yeah, take it back with them. I'm hoping.
Yeah, and what can the people worldwide?
Yeah,
expect from this tour, Dane? What are we gonna?
I'm hoping that ideally the idea of the show is called God, which sounds like a very grandiose title and should really pertain to my Messiah complex. But really, it's about I guess it's spirituality versus life. Kind of thing, or versus I guess technology, and I guess it's just really just I want people to kind of think about things I don't use this phrase outside of the box,
yeah,
but I would like people to at the end of this tour to maybe think about themselves, because it's a national tour, but think of themselves more of nation as more than just being members of a nation or of a religious institution or a political party.
Is it a sort of, because you mentioned Messiah Complex,
yes.
And I suppose Russell Brown stole that one as a title, didn't he? So, but he was trying to do, you know, for all his faults, Russell Brown trying to do the right thing, wasn't he? He had a message for the people. That was his angle.
Yeah.
And is this a kind of, it's the same sort of thing, because, you know, the world is in a mess, Dan, we know that,
yeah.
right? And they should look to the comedians for answers. Now is the time of the comedian, is essentially part of them.
I think that's partially true, and I guess I embrace that responsibility, but that's more as an artist that people look to artists to kind of get a perspective which exists outside the paradigm of a religious institution or political structure. So I guess that's why comedians are becoming a lot more prolific in that respect.
Because we've tried everything else.
Yeah.
You know, we tried religion, you know, and it sort of worked for a bit, and then it dipped off.
But that's the thing, it doesn't say, it doesn't mean it hasn't worked. But at the same time, you, that's kind of the point I'm moving towards with the show. And I guess in terms of my own journey, is that, you know, we have to get over our vanity and realize that we probably, maybe ideologically, and I'd say maybe structurally, we've reached an apex point. You know, and there's a few systems that maybe have carried us post-war and they've gotten to this point, but for a society which kind of accepts evolution as virtual scientific fact, we seem to be quite resistant to be evolving right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, just because, so religion and evolution, they don't have to be two distinct ideas, because religion can evolve.
Did you, when you came to put the show together,
mm-hmm.
so, and in terms of the, because that, you know, that they're big themes in there,
yeah,
is what I'm saying, and I think that's great, because, you know, a lot of comedians will just sort of turn up and do jokes about toasters or something,
yeah,
right, whereas what you're doing, you know, it feels like it's, what's the word I'm looking for, it feels like there's a reality to it, it feels relevant.
Yes.
That's the thing, isn't it? That's a sort of deliberate.
Yeah,
deliberate move, because it's...
Yeah, definitely. Because I think when I started doing comedy, I felt around the time, I guess I started comedy 2010.
Yeah.
And I think there was a prevalence of a lot of panel shows, and they were quite successful as a television format. I felt the general narrative I heard from a lot of comics that were starting and they were established was that, you know, we're relatively progressive in the UK, we're post-racial, Obama's beginning his second term, you know, we're a post-racial society, you know, enjoying some level of economic recovery from the credit crunch, and, you know, we're not fundamentalist Christian, and, you know, in wake of you know, the war on terrorism, and, you know, going technically to war with the Muslim world, that we're enlightened where religion is concerned. And I was kind of like, I don't know if we're as progressive as we'd like to think we are. So I think where we're seeing now this kind of resurgence in what people call the alt-right, and I guess that voice, for me, that was always there and hadn't gone anywhere, just that we had tried to obscure it from the narrative socially.
Do you think, though, that that those voices, so, for instance, there's been some controversy, of course, about the this Britain First, these retweets and Trump and the videos and so forth, and they've interviewed people from Britain First on the Today programme, for instance, and I know one of them was going to come on here talking to the aforementioned Julia Hartley Brewer, but then didn't pick her phone up. Yeah. But do you think it's right to give those people a platform in interview situations, or do you think that actually, by shutting that debate down, actually, that will make it better? Because there are two sides of that coin. I just wonder which.
Yeah, I think they should be given a platform. Because, I mean, while you may try and obscure them from the conversation, but the reason why they've been able to enjoy this resurgence is that because they've been marginalised by the ruling class, then it makes you a lot easier, if you are below the ruling class, to mobilise the proletariat to, like, revolt. So, you know, especially Britain, culturally, we love an underdog.
Yeah.
So if they feel that they're being oppressed and they're being gagged, and people are like, well, they may have something to say, why won't we listen to them? So I think we should entertain it. But it's very easy to combat that with facts. You know, while, I mean, for me, it's, I find it ironic as a comic that a lot of time people who have right-wing rhetoric will complain about political correctness as a result of, the dominance of liberals in media has caused political correctness to be out of control.
Yeah.
But then you call yourself the alt-right. Why would you call yourself the alt-right? We know who you are and what you stand for, so
It's a vicious circle, though, isn't it? You're absolutely right.
Why call yourselves nationalist, or why call yourself alt-right? The alternative of right is left. That's how antonyms work. So why are you calling yourself alt-right?
It is odd, isn't it? Because it fuels itself, in a way. Because what you get is, you get the media that is liberal, that's fair enough, and the media is fairly left-wing overall.
I would disagree with that.
I guess it just depends what you read.
It depends what you read. Yeah. And that's more what it is that, you know, we talk about, it goes more the conversation now, more recently, about echo chambers and you know, social networking means that you're networking within a social paradigm which is more relevant to you, and you're tagged up and stuff that's relevant to yourself. Yeah. You know, it's a system of hashtags and tag words which is relevant to you, so it means that you're sometimes, this narrative is obscured from your vision or from your perception, so that's why you're not necessarily aware of it. So I'm well aware that right wing exists. For a long time, like, you know, right wing rhetoric kind of dominated radio. For example, you had like Howard Stern had his show, and you had people like Russ Limbaugh had their shows and stuff, and they had this shock jockeys. And also, I was having a conversation with someone today when they were like, "I think Hollywood is very liberal." I was like, "Rupert Murdoch owns Fox Studios."
Yeah, he owns this as well.
Yeah, well, there you go. And then, you know, News Corp is right wing, technically. And Michael Bay is like one of the biggest proponents of like the military industrial complex ever with his films.
Yeah.
Like, you think of most Michael Bay films, they all end with people leaving thinking, well, maybe it's a good job we have nuclear weapons, because you had to beat the aliens or the Transformers. And
they make sunsets look nice as well when mushroom clouds go off. Very, very big proponent of that. You're absolutely right. And I think what happens is that because of this feeding back on itself, it's like the whole millennial thing, isn't it, with no platforming people at universities, which is the home of debate. The more you do that, the worse it's going to get.
Of course.
And at some point, you've got to step back and go, no, look, everyone can have a thing. And as you say, shoot whatever down with facts.
Facts, or just have the conversation. Yeah. I think, like for myself, when we talk about the issues of white supremacy, probably one of the biggest problems is that it's referred to as supremacy. I feel, you know, this is like evolutionary or Darwinist belief or Darwinist, you know, support of Darwinism can't really coexist with supremacy, because by the definition of species, you can't have a master race.
Yeah.
So that alone, you know, that kind of invalidates the whole thing. If you know that you are racially or genetically predisposed to be superior to people, you wouldn't need to create a structure
where you're superior.
Yeah. So, you know, for me alone, that's a paragraph already where we can challenge the entire foundation.
It just comes down
of that ideology
again, doesn't it? Though, to the fact that we're all humans, we're all species, we're all a species.
Yeah,
that's
species.
The point. So the more divisions you
exactly,
put in,
even as a species, it means that we are subject to getting to a point where if we're not able to evolve, then we become obsolete. And maybe this is really that's really the real issue, is not necessarily us looking on a smaller level of, you know, our divisions along racial and national lines. It's really more the issue of the fact that we are probably arriving at a point that our way of life and our ideology is about to become extinct.
Yeah.
Because we can all debate with amongst ourselves all we want, but you now have a whole race of people that speak the same language who are on every continent of the planet, and they all speak the same language, and that's artificial intelligence.
I like this. Started off as an interview. It's now like gone in our time with Melvin Bragg on Radio 4. I kind of like how this has gone.
Yeah, I'm not good at the PR thing.
Hey, you sold it to me,
yeah,
mate.
Struggled it massively.
We're out of time. But it's really good to see you. Thanks.
No, you too. Thank you for having me.
So the tour is, I've even got the dates for you. January, February, March and April. These are the UK dates.
Yeah.
Not when you're going off, basically on a holiday.
Yeah, on holiday, yeah, yeah.
Working holiday.
You got to do what you love. Try and get in a situation where you can do something you love.
And website, probably.
Yeah, danebaptiste.co.uk to find out gigs close to you as well. And then find me on all of your other socials. So just enter Dane Baptiste into Google. It's testament to the fact that how we should be more focused, rather than what we take away from each other, is our major reliance on the one race of technology and artificial intelligence.
What he said.
And you're on Live at the Apollo this year.
Yes, so I'll be on the next series of Live at the Apollo as well. Discussing some of these themes.
I was at the recording.
Oh, cool. Did you enjoy it?
I'm glad. That's good. Your bit on the No Scrub song is hilarious. It was please my do, favourite bit.
Thank you very much, man. I enjoy it. And please do check it out when it comes out. I'll also be appearing on The Apprentice. You're fired.
You said you were rubbish at plugging, and now you've gone full on.
I can hear my publicist in the back of my head saying, don't forget to plug stuff.
Yeah, fair enough.
DaneBaptiste.co.uk and my Twitter timeline for all of my other ramblings.
There we go. DaneBaptiste, thank you very much indeed.
You're listening
to Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Oh, I got my car a Ford Motorcraft service. It cost just £149 at a participating Ford dealer, and it included a 30-point e-check. Oh, Well, at least my Ford will be prepared for winter.
Book your Ford Motorcraft service at ford.co.uk. Prices recommended retail price, including parts, labour and VAT. Terms and conditions apply.
Antibiotics, we're wonderful pills, but don't ever think we'll cure all of your ills. So every time you feel a bit under the weather, don't always think that we can make you better. Take us for the wrong thing, that's dangerous to do. When you really need us, we can stop working for you. So please don't end up paying the price. Always take your doctor's advice.
Taking antibiotics when you don't need them puts you and your family at risk. Take your doctor or nurse's advice and keep antibiotics working.
And then they all lived happily ever after. The end.
Night, Dad.
ISBN number 01309986 34. Cover photograph by...
Like getting your money's worth? Enjoy the delicious 99p mayo chicken, part of the McDonald's Saver menu. From 10:30 a.m, price of participation may vary.
Oh, nice paper, snowman. Oh, you've wrapped it well.
No way! I have wanted this fitness tracker for ages. How did you know?
Surprise them with something thoughtful this Christmas. Free delivery on over 10 million new items. From the sharpest fashion to the techiest tech. eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
He spotted an opening and he's going for it. He's gone to Now TV. He's lining up a Sky Sports Day Pass. Oh, what about that? Chelsea v Newcastle, streaming live tomorrow for just £6.99. That's got to be the winner. Can you believe it? So, to only pay for the games that matter to you, search Now TV.
18 plus, fixtures subject to change, terms apply.
Winter's coming, so get your Ford ready with a Motorcraft service for just £149 at participating Ford dealers. Book at ford.co.uk. Price is recommended retail price.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Long queue southbound on the M6 through Cheshire. That follows an accident involving a lorry and a car between 19 at Knutsford and 18 for the A54 and Holmes Chapel through the Road to X. Northbound M6 through Warwickshire. That's also slow. Recovery of an accident continues between 3 at Coventry at the A444 and Corley Services. Queues back towards Junction 2 at the M69. And the eastbound side of the M62 through Greater Manchester. A lane closed there for a breakdown around Junction 20 at Rochdale and the A627M. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Winter is cruel. You cough, you splutter. So does your car, its battery dead, killed by an icy claw. Will anyone stand up to winter?
Yes, you! Come to Halfords. We'll fit a new battery on the spot from just £15, and we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Battery sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
There is soon to be film reviewing. Film reviewing is afoot. Do that again.
I wish you hadn't moved yours, because now I realise that I have to move mine. And I think it'll make the same... Oh, mine's quieter. Mine's not as stiff as yours.
Microphone moving, and all the fun that entails in the studio today. Right, it's a Friday. We've got film reviews for you, because Grace is here. Grace is our work experience. She's been going to the cinema, because she started to annoy people in the office, so we just sent her out. So she went to the cinema to watch a film. She's going to review it, and she's going to be reviewing other films for you for the weekend. It's work experience punditry, giving the work experience some real-world work experience. However, before that, we bring you brand loyalty testing end-of-the-week quiz. It's the end of the week, we've got a quiz. The quiz is about what happened on this show over the preceding 5 days. The answer's only available to you if you were listening very carefully. There is a series of clips of things that happened on the show, and all you have to do is tell us what happened next. Playing the end of the week quiz today is James. He's on the phone. Hello, James.
Hello.
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, we're all right. Thank you very much. Where are you, James, and what do you do there?
I'm in Weymouth, and I'm a fishmonger.
A fishmonger? So you mung fish?
I do indeed.
Ah, now, there are only, of course, three types of monger.
Mm.
Can you name them all, James?
No.
Fish is one.
Fish is one.
So that's a gimme.
Iron.
Yep.
An ironmonger, somebody who mungs iron, and war. Somebody who mungs war. They're the three types of... Nothing else can be munged, as far as I'm aware.
I don't think so.
Are they the three mungs? I think people... You can mung
Can't
fish.
You be a hate-mongerer? Have I made that up? I
think you could mung.
I think I've made
You could
that
mung
up.
Hate. I think you could mung some hate.
Oh, I've got the wrong results, because... How do you spell mung?
Just don't write it down.
That's what Google told me.
It's just not appropriate, David. Pronounce it mung, for heaven's sake.
There's a lot of results about Ricky Gervais.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah, I know. And what he said that time. Anyway, look, James, the monger of fish in Weymouth. You've been listening to the show, of course, all week, haven't you, James? In your fish-based emporium.
I have indeed.
Yeah. What's your favourite fish, James?
All of them.
Oh, that's a good answer for a fishmonger, actually. Yeah, I mean, it's a cop-out, but fair enough, yeah. I like a turbot. Anyway, let's begin the quiz. What you're going to get, James, here are three clips. All you need to do, as I say, is tell us what happened next. Very simple. Let's do it. Okay, here comes question number one for you, James. We kicked off what was initially, let's be honest, a dry news day on Monday, when news fortunately broke, gave us something to talk about, of Harry and his American divorcee friend Wallis Simpson getting engaged. And, of course, Talk Radio's long-suffering roving reporter Alex Dibble...
Dibble.
..was sent down, for no real good reason, to Kensington Palace. But what about, for a stag treat, peasant shooting? So we get some, you know, some...
Fine, I'm walking in front of the statue right now.
We can't see you.
We're staring. There you are, there he is!
There's Alex Dibble on BBC One.
Alex Dibble!
Keep walking, Dibble. Stop. Oh, you just walked past.
No, you walked past.
Oh, you walked past. Go back. This is great, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, the camera's moved.
Go behind Lizo Mazimba. Go behind Lizo Mazimba.
Right. Yes, so what happened there was that Alex Dibble went down to Kensington Palace, all right? And we could see him where he was on the television, because BBC One was showing it live. So we made him, as you've got from that clip, walk behind the
Lizo Mazimba
and get into shot, which he did, and then waved to us from the television live on the radio. So we thank him for that. Now, even though you've heard the answer already by accident, because we played the wrong clip, what activity... Did I then suggest for Harry's stag do to our guest? Did I say they should go, I don't know, peasant shooting, in which they gather up poor people and shoot them? Should on the stag do they go corgi tossing, in which, of course, the people on the stag do see who can hurl a dog the furthest? Or should they have gone for a ride in one of his granny's swan pedal boats, which are actual swans, of course, that the Queen has ordered pedals be installed into to pedal around a lake? Which of those... do you think it was?
I think I would love it if it was the corgi friend.
Yeah,
I think that would have been quite entertaining to see.
Literally,
but probably the peasant shooting.
Yeah, you think? Oh. All right, let's find out.
Let's find out.
Yeah, but what about for a stag treat, peasant shooting?
Oh yeah.
So we get some serfs. And we just put them into big contraptions and fire them into the air, and Prince Philip, Paul. Is the right answer. Well done, James. Yay. That's one out of one so far. Here comes question number two. Yesterday, we waved a fond farewell to our long-serving newsreader, Victoria Bourne.
Been watching The Hurting, which is premiering tonight at 7.
It's the wrong clip.
I mean, that's the wrong clip again, isn't
Victoria's
it?
Final day on the news with us. She's moving over to TalkSport. Over there. Victoria back with Judas News.
I'm doing Judas News. I thought I was doing vegetable.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, veg.
Oh, that's the end of the clip. I thought it just cut off mid-word. I don't know what happened. Anyway, fair enough. All right, then. That's this is going well, this quiz, isn't it?
Let's play just clip guessing.
Yeah, okay. Let's all guess what button's going to get pressed next. What was the nature of the story Victoria most frequently returned to in her bonus bulletins? Was it A, monkeys smoking cigars, B, somebody storing a valuable mineral in their rectum, or C, being hangry on her nights out, which were dates, of course, with Cornelius here, when he would make her wait until after a gig to hit the kebab shop? Which of those do you think it was, A, B, or C? I've lost track myself now, to be honest with you, but...
I reckon it was probably C, because it's just Cornelius, really. So yeah. I reckon it's most likely...
Let's find out!
Newscaster Bourne would report on the latest animal capers, all the gossip from the vegetable world, and then any story she could find about someone smuggling gold in their rectum for mineral news.
It was rectum-based rectum. Mineral news. Right, let's see what happens with the final question. Anything could happen now.
Ooh, it's a real lottery. I'm watching the screen where the clips, they are in quite an order, I'd say that.
Right. Interesting.
I think we're about to play clip number 3, is that right?
Yeah, well, we'll find out. On Monday, due to mounting pressure from producer Con, Jack was in reviewing a show that was new to the channel Dave.
Been watching The Hurting, which is premiering tonight at 7 p.m. on Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a clip show, very much in the tradition of You've Been Framed, I guess. But, you know, people getting hurt, a lot of the segue action going on, people falling off segues,
It's the internet distilled down.
Yeah. But put into half an hour. Is it half an hour? Yeah.
Yeah, two half an hour double bills every night. Oh, okay. No, one half an hour. One double bill, two half an hour episodes each evening, from 7 till 8.
Yeah, expertly narrated by Jake Yap, who's does a very good job.
There. But how did Cornelius, who worked on the show, which was the entire reason he crowbarred it in there in the first place, how did Cornelius say he would have described the show? A wet lunch. Better than any of the tribe John Holmes has been involved with ever on television.
Which is nothing.
Or C. Certainly true recently. Or C, like a hug with his mum.
Oh.
I reckon... Let's go to C. I reckon it's C.
Let's find out.
No, I would have wrote, this is the equivalent of a wet lunch. Soup.
Right, it's the television equivalent of soup. Well sold. Anyway, that was a shambles. But what did James score in the quiz, Cornelius, who's been keeping score?
2.
No.
It was 1.
1.
Right. This has gone so well. James! I'll tell you what, James, it's all right. When this goes out on the radio...
When this goes out...
We'll edit this out.
Yeah, we'll just can it.
We'll just edit this whole quiz. The last 10 minutes of radio is gone.
We'll just talk about doors, windows and flaps more for 10 minutes.
Oh, out of interest, James, that is a good point, actually.
Oh, yeah.
This will bring it round. We are having a bit of a debate. Advent calendar day today, of course, 1st of December. Doors, windows or flaps? What do you open, James?
Ooh, I open windows, but I'm going to start saying flaps now. I think we use flaps.
Spoken like a true fishmonger. Thank you very much indeed. That was James playing the shambles of the quiz. That's what he was doing. In the next half an hour, we'll be going through films for you for the weekend. Our work experience, Grace, has been to the cinema and watched some television. She'll be telling you what to watch as we review films with the work experience. At 3, The Big Debate. If you'd like to vote, by the way, on whether the things you open on Advent Calendar are doors, windows or flaps, I mean they're doors, then there's a Twitter poll still running. At Talk Radio is where you will find it. We'll get the result of that.
It's the pinned tweet. It's at the top of the profile. It's the pinned tweet.
Do you want to know the current results?
Go on then.
The current standings. In third place, 30%.
Yeah.
Windows.
No! Yep. Idiots!
Second place with 33%.
Yeah.
Doors.
Right.
Which means soaring into the lead with 37 is currently the Dave Cribb authorised flat.
But you voted 4 times with your different Twitter accounts, so I'm not even going to count that for a moment.
Don't give away how many people
There we go. Right, then live music for you after 3:30 as we take you into the weekend with a busker we've quite literally dragged in from the street. Tour Radio in the afternoon. Oh dear. Right, more shambles. Now,
that's how
quickly,
that quiz ended.
Quickly, press the news button to get us out of this. Talk Radio. It's Toby with the news.
Good afternoon. Boris Johnson has hit back at the Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, who accused him of making a catalogue of errors over the London Stadium. The row has erupted after an independent report was published exposing how the public is making an annual loss of £20 million on the venue. Talk Radio's Alex Dibble joins me in the studio. He's been looking at the statement.
Thanks, Toby. Well, following this report, Sadiq Khan said Boris Johnson, who was the Mayor of London, of course, had financially mismanaged the deal that led to the Olympic Stadium being converted into a football ground for West Ham United. Now, that conversion saw costs spiral by more than £200 million. But Boris Johnson's now responded, shifting the blame onto the mayor before him, Ken Livingstone, insisting it was a catastrophic mistake to sign off on a stadium that was only fit for athletics.
OK, thanks, Alex. I think that one's going to run and run. Elsewhere today, Donald Trump's former national security adviser Michael Flynn has been charged with making a false statement to the FBI about a conversation he had with Russia's ambassador. He faces a plea hearing this afternoon where reports in the States suggest he'll admit this charge. The charge alleges Flynn willingly and knowingly made false, fictitious and fraudulent statements. Ireland's foreign minister says an agreement on the Irish border is doable before an EU summit in 2 weeks. It's after a report from Parliament's Brexit Committee concluded a hard border with customs checks is inevitable. And a man has been convicted of killing his 19-month-old stepson almost 50 years ago. David Dearlove swung Paul Booth against a fireplace at their home in Teesside in 1968. The 71-year-old had claimed the toddler suffered a fatal head injury by falling out of bed. Now, your weather, sunny for most this afternoon, though a few showers lingering in the east. Cloudier across Northern Ireland and Scotland. Highs today, 7 Celsius.
Two questions.
Yeah.
First question,
yeah.
Why is Alex Dibble in here? I know he was reading a report, but that's never happened before.
Really?
I don't have a seat now.
So I'm just intrigued as to why we have double news action.
The main reason...
I mean, don't get me wrong, I love that Alex Dibble is in. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
But I don't know why he's here.
The main reason is that sometimes news breaks inconveniently for you.
Right.
Close to when your news bulletin happens.
Yes.
Now, what just happened is what we would normally do is a thing called a voicer, where we would throw to a reporter who has recorded their report.
Yeah.
However, that story broke at such a late hour.
Yes.
But we were so keen to get it to you.
To lead with
as early as we could in our bulletin to be as up-to-date as possible.
That's right.
You know, for it to be news as opposed to olds, that we got that voicer read live by Alex.
Why, no offence, Alex, why couldn't you have just read it out?
Because...
in a different voice.
It's a very, very long sort of voice piece of
just but that's the new... You just described the new.
No, because otherwise we might as well... You know when earlier on I threw to Jacob Rees-Mogg, I might as well just said, Jacob Rees-Mogg told us and then just said words
but that's,
myself.
No, that's fine, because it's Jacob Rees-Mogg...
Oh, you do an impression of Jacob Rees-Mogg? Yeah, that's what you should do.
No, it's fine. It's fine to use Jacob Rees-Mogg because he spoke. That's fine, it's a clip.
Yes,
well, what I mean is Alex imparted information very well.
Can I just say, I've been at the London Stadium reporting on this story all day.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm just wandering in here...
I mean, it literally is like
spouting Toby's words.
He is
this
our
is my report on the story.
Yeah.
I've been there all day.
Yeah. Why are you still
this
there?
This is the thing. Because it stopped developing as a story.
But then it developed
plus
again.
Plus, it was freezing. So I came back.
You know, he has a fair point.
I've probably got just enough time to tell you about a radio station that both Alex and I used to work at, where there was a famous incident where a story broke very, very close to a news bulletin.
This is one of the greatest things that's ever happened on
radio. And a person who, in fact, now is one of Sky Sports' top commentators who used to work there as a newsreader. The story came in, he wrote the voicer at the weekend, and there was never anybody else there to voice it, so you'd have to send it to a colleague at a different station who would record it and send it back. Didn't have time to do it, so he threw to Hamish McTavish with the voicer, put on a Scottish accent and read it himself.
That is good. You're right, that is excellent.
I would like that in the next bulletin.
Also, I don't think we didn't notice your little joke.
Which little joke?
But when he was talking about an athletic stadium and you said that was going to run and run.
I
don't think we didn't spot
that.
No,
I wish I'd been clever enough to notice that I made that joke.
There you go. Right, that is...
I have my chair back now.
Toby...
No.
...and Alex there who appear to...
Take it out, Alex. Take it.
Taken over the programme, which is fine. We're going to do some films next with Grace, but you know, we'll take traffic and travel. Did we do traffic? Did we do? Oh, fine.
No, just the bit.
Yeah, whatever.
Just the normal bit.
Just whatever. Just the bit. Greetings,
Earthlings, we come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
On The Unexplained with me, Howard Hughes, we have the usual smorgasbord of the strange for you, including Alan Godfrey, the retired Yorkshire policeman who was part of the weirdest UFO case the UK has ever seen, and the attempts over the years to cover it up. We'll be talking about a very American UFO and ET researcher, Dr. J. Allen Hynek. Plus, we check in with Bigfoot and one of the main researchers in it, or him, or her.
The Unexplained, Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Yes, it is. It's Friday. It's a Friday on Talk Radio. And what we do on a Friday, among other things, of course, is bring you films that you might want to see for the weekend. Bringing them to us today is Grace, our work experience. Now, of course, Grace, you'll have realised just listening to the last 15 minutes of radio that there's nothing to learn, because apart from don't do the radio like that is essentially the message of what happened. We had errors in audio. We had a mystery news reader in the studio that doesn't normally come in here. It was all...
It's just exciting, though, isn't it?
It's so exciting, isn't it? It's kind of live, Grace, I suppose. anyway, look, you've been looking at films for us.
I have.
What are we going to start with today?
So today is the cinema film, which is Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously this is originally a book by Agatha Christie, which is about 13 strangers who are placed on a train together when the train mysteriously derails and one of the passengers gets murdered. I don't know why I'm reading like that.
That's right. But I kind of like it.
Yeah.
Kind of
it's like having Andy McTavish in.
Hamish
McTavish.
Should I carry on reading like that?
Yeah. Please. Can you do a Scottish accent?
The famous detective... No, that's a bit...
Good, I enjoyed that.
I really want to do a Scottish accent because the murder bit, but I'm fine. Yeah, right. Anyway, so the famous detective, Poirot, uses his...
Could you do a Belgian accent?
Oh, I think that would just be embarrassing.
Oh,
his famous skills to... No,
that's all right.
Good accents.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
to decipher...
Geordie.
Geordie, who... No. Geordie, who did the murder?
Chinese.
No. So he's got a side who did the murder, and all the characters are suspicious people.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, are we doing Panther? Sorry, I didn't. You waited for like a reaction then. Let's go. Ooh.
That's how I react in the cinema when I find out. So then they all get their kind of individual sort of interrogation. And he has to find out who it is, who did it.
Yeah.
It was good. It was good, actually. It kind of got mixed reviews. And when I first went to the cinema and watched it, I was like, it just kind of seemed like a film about rich people doing really rich things, you know, just like...
Like going on trains, because they're very expensive these days.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But like really expensive trains and doing like...
Do they not take their own cans on with them? Do they buy from the mini
bar?
No,
they actually bought it from the bar. There's no like cracking open of cider in the middle.
Yeah, because you may as well just take your own on, because it's not illegal.
Yeah,
exactly. Train wine. Anyway, so then I'm really thrown off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. Look, we've got a clip of
that. That would probably help.
We've got
you.
Some clip of murder. Well, I mean, we say we've got a clip. Anything could happen. Let's find out if we've got a clip of Murder on the Orient Express.
Well, hello.
Eyes linger any longer, I'll have to charge rent.
I'll pay.
Have another drink.
Are you insulted?
Disappointed. Some men have a good look. All they have to do is keep their mouth shut, and they can take home any prize they want. Still, the mouth opens.
And that is a clip from Murder on the Orient Express, which, yep. By the way, I travel on the train every day.
Yeah.
You know, to get here.
Yeah.
And there's quite a lot of people on that train I'd like to murder.
Oh, well, there you go. We've got
so I might. Well, I haven't seen it, but I might. I think I read the book years ago.
Yeah,
when I was a kid or something, but I don't remember. But I can't remember much about it. There's been a lot of talk about the facial hair in this film.
Oh yeah,
did that stand out for you?
Whose facial hair?
Well, presumably Branagh's moustache. Yeah.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, no, yeah. that was a good moustache.
Yeah.
It was an enjoyable moustache.
Good.
I think
did it add to the film?
Well, it did, because it kind of added to his character a bit, really.
Yeah, no, it's good. It was like the really nine. Do you know the really 1920s accents too? But the you know.
Can you do one of those?
1920s accent. No, that's just that's like posh Scottish, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
yeah, when they do their accents, and then you kind of it usually gets really irritating. But this time I was like, oh, it's quite enjoyable actually. Mm. Yeah,
Brummy, do Brummy.
Birmingham.
Yeah.
Watch. Yeah. To say anything,
yeah,
in that accent.
North Korean.
No.
Are you trying to get me murdered?
I don't know why. I still don't know why some accents are fine and other ones are not. I still don't understand it. No one has convincingly explained to me why doing Birmingham, as you just did there,
yeah,
or the other ones you did, French, etc., is fine, but you can't do Chinese or what. I don't know why.
Well,
and people go, well, because it's a minority. Chinese isn't a minority. They're a huge country.
Yeah, but
there's more of them.
There's been decades of people being really racist towards Chinese people,
yeah,
they're not really racist towards Brummies.
They are.
Yeah, but, you know.
People are racist towards Birmingham.
Who?
People who don't like Birmingham, obviously. People are racist towards the French.
Mm. Yeah.
See? There's just no level playing. Doesn't matter. thank you, Grace. What are we going to talk about after the traffic and travel?
Netflix films and TV films.
All right, let's do that. Right, let's take traffic and travel. It's Talk Radio. We're looking at films. We're watching films. We're reviewing films for you for the weekend. Grace is our work experience, and she's doing it for free. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
This Christmas, the classic bear from Darkest Peru is back. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, get ready for marmalade, mishaps and mayhem as Hugh Bonneville reads Paddington Goes to Town by Michael Bond. Paddington Story Hour on Talk Radio, in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. As Paddington returns to the big screen, you can read all about his new adventures in Paddington 2, The Story of the Movie. Available now in all good bookshops and online.
My name's Frank. When I was on the streets, I was cold, lonely and scared. Christmas was the hardest time. I was absolutely by myself. I had nowhere to go. But then I came to Crisis at Christmas. It was awesome. They had proper food, showers, doctors, advisors. It was a real ray of hope and it changed my life. So please reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk and help someone else like me out of homelessness this Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm energy boiler range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
You are currently on the naughty list. Know why?
Because you've lost your Christmas spirit. But with every delicious bite of Subway's new deluxe feast, the festive season becomes that little bit better.
Until you're transformed into a prancing, dancing, tinsel-infused elf. That's the magic of butter, marinated turkey breast, crispy bacon and cranberry sauce. That's the magic of Subway. Subway, keep discovering.
Terms and conditions apply. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site according to Comscore.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
problems eastbound on the M62 through Greater Manchester. A lane closed due to a tanker which has broken down at Junction 20 for Rochdale, with queues on the M62 back to the Simister Islands at Junction 18 for the M60 and the M66. Northbound side of the A1M through North Yorkshire, two lanes are closed due to an incident between 42 at Selby Fork and 43 for the M1. And finally to Devon, the A30. Completely closed in both directions at the Monkton turn-off. That follows an accident with queues back towards Honiton. That's the latest. I'm Stephen Beach.
Winter is cruel. You cough, you splutter. So does your car. Its battery dead, killed by an icy claw. Will anyone stand up to winter?
Yes, you! Come to Halfords. We'll fit a new battery on the spot from just £15. And we're open late 7 days a week. Ready for winter's worst? Ready for anything. Halfords, for life's journeys.
Battery sold separately. Selected vehicles only. In most stores. Check for opening hours.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio.
It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show from 6 a.m. 5 days a week with everything you need to know. With sports and news and film reviews and showbiz goss and attitude. It is the very model of the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast Show.
Start your day with the morning boss, the legend. That is me, Paul Ross. It is the very model of our modern Full Set Breakfast Show.
Fast-talking breakfast radio that always hits the right note. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's around the time now, and of course we are reviewing films for you for the weekend. Greatest Issues, our work experience. There's a lot going on in the news, of course. We've been talking about it. Praying is in the news today. Pray for gay. A church man has said that he wants parishioners to pray that Prince George, little Prince George, how old's Prince George?
Very young.
Very. I mean, he's not.
Two?
Yeah.
Four?
Something, six, eight.
I don't know how it is, but either
22.
Way, he's not legally able to be gay yet.
No.
But a Church of England minister has said he wants his parishioners to pray that Prince George grows up gay. And he said that because it's weird. But he said it because he thinks that if he is, then the Church of England will have to accept gay marriage.
Mm.
So he's actually asking people to pray for Prince, 4-year-old Prince George to turn out gay. That's what he said. That's in the news today. We were talking about it earlier. Also, of course, Damien Green, the Deputy Prime Minister, has been looking at grown-up pornography on his computer. Or has he? He says not.
He denies it.
He denies it, but the police have said, well, we think it was him.
Yeah, but can we trust the police nowadays?
Yeah. Hey? So we don't know. But anyway, he's denied it. We don't know, you know, if he's had a gentleman's wrist adventure. We don't know. We don't know the details. We did an experiment earlier whereby a workplace, you should have this sort of pornography blocked, of course. Well, Cornelius did some research, didn't you?
Yes.
You looked up some pornography here, and you were able to find it because we don't have those particular safeguards in place in this building, it turns out.
But we can't get on the website to make the equipment work.
No,
which is...
but we can. But as Cornelius proved, you can spend 20 minutes looking at Busty Tube. But anyway, it's all quite complicated, isn't it?
Or...
Yeah.
I can't get my head around it.
All right. Well, it's okay, we're here to help. As you know, we like to analyse the news using Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus.
Man denies having porn on his computer. Why wouldn't you trust him?
The news in haiku. So Grace is our work experience. She's here. She's reviewing films for your weekend. We've dragged her away from the ordinary work experience duties and shoved her in front of a microphone. But before that, she was shoved in front of a screen. We've talked murder on the Orient Express. And now we're going to be talking about...
Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Film. Is there a particular way... Or should I just read this normally?
Well, just... I mean, because you were doing a variety of accents, of course, to match the film. Apropos of that, Rizard from Glasgow has been in touch saying, why is it okay to do a Scottish accent but not a Chinese one, as we were talking about? And then Robin Zhang has got in touch saying, you have real Chinese listeners listening right now.
Cool.
So just to bring you up to speed on what's going on.
Brilliant, thank
you. On social media. So, but you know, whatever accent you like, let's hear about Kick-Ass.
So this is about a guy in high school who's really fed up of seeing bad things happen to people, you know, people getting mugged and things like that. So he decides to become a superhero vigilante. But it turns out that there are other people who are also superhero vigilantes, which include an 11-year-old girl and Nicolas Cage, who likes to dress up as Batman. So they're really, really good at what they do, and he's really bad at what he does. And he kind of accidentally gets caught up killing a mob person who are then trying to seek the revenge on him.
We'll talk about it, of course, but I remember the film when it came out. It was very well received, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was an excellent film. Let's have a clip of Kick-Ass.
Hey, early birdie. Aw, you beat me to it. I wanted to get you breakfast this morning. Happy birthday, sweetheart. Check this out.
Oh, thank you, thank you! Oh my gosh! Dad! Wow. Wow, Dad.
Okay, pop quiz. What's the proper name for one of those?
Easy, Balathong. It's Filipino. Ask me another.
Excellent, good. The AR-15 was a lighter, smaller caliber version of what design?
Eugene Stoner's AR-10. Now give me a hard one.
That's a clip of Kick-Ass there. Obviously, largely visual, that clip as well, in fact. But
yeah.
Basically, her birthday present was a...
knife.
That's right. had you seen it before when it came out recently?
You know, it's weird, because when it first came out, I was quite reluctant to watch it because it seemed so violent.
Yeah.
But actually, when I watched it in the week, it was really good. I really enjoyed it, because the violence is really...
it's cartoony,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's really comical. And it's kind of like not so Quentin Tarantino, really dramatic, but it's very watchable. And
yeah.
It's funny.
It has the excellent spectacle of a little girl saying a very bad word.
Oh, yeah. That was a bit of a shock, but a nice shock. Yeah. It's really good. It's funny. It's got aspects of funny, and it pays lots of homage to other films like Scarface.
Yeah, it's one of those ones that I've seen once when it came out, and but now you've reminded me of it. I thought, I'd watch that again.
Yeah, should.
Only for time, because we're running out very quickly. What's the final film we're going to talk about?
So it's Shrek on Channel 4, 5:50 on Sunday, which, of course, is the story about an ogre who lives in a fairy tale kingdom. He hates everybody, and then he kind of gets pushed out of his home, and then he has to find the princess, save the princess, and bring her back to this fairy tale kingdom. It's obviously just like a funny family film. It's kind of like challenges sort of ideals about what's nice and what's bad and what's good and wrong.
It's quite ahead of its time as well, because it's the notions of beauty and body shape and all that kind of stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But it's genuinely funny and nice, and it's just got a lot of adult jokes, a lot of kids jokes. It's got a really good cast. Mike Myers obviously starring as Donkey. No. Eddie Murphy is Donkey.
Eddie Murphy's
Mike
Donkey.
Myers is Ogre. Shrek. Yeah. And Cameron Diaz and John Lithgow.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just a nice film to watch, I think.
It's the prequel to one of my favourite films, which is Shrek 2.
Yay.
Thanks for your insight there, right at the end. We're out of time, Greg. Just literally out of time.
Oh, no.
But thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And work experiencing your way through today's films. There you go, for the weekend. Murder on the Orient Express is in cinemas now. Kick-Ass is on Netflix.
Today, yeah.
Streaming on Netflix. And Shrek, Channel 4, Sunday.
5:50 p.m.
There we go. Right, in the next bit of the programme. Well, live music for a start off. Well, actually, for an end-off, because we end with it. But anyway, a busker dragged in from the streets, performing for you to serenade you into the weekend. We've got the big debate on the way. And, of course, the answer that everybody is waiting for, the advent calendars on the 1st of December, window, door or flap. Find out what the nation thinks in our definitive poll on Talk Radio in the afternoons. News is on the way next.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in December, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £79 million jackpot. And two guaranteed UK millionaires. EuroMillions. Only from the National Lottery.
Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Oh, sorry, Mrs. Williams, but this boiler needs replacing.
Oh, dear. What would you recommend?
Well, I see you've got a Bosch washing machine.
Yeah.
And a Bosch dishwasher.
Well, yeah, they've never let us down.
Exactly. Your home would suit a Green Star 29 CDI Classic perfectly. It could cut your heating bills. And it's been awarded a Best Buy from which? Worcester and Bosch. Same company, same great quality.
Get a boiler you can rely on this winter. Find your local Worcester Bosch installer today at worcester-bosch.co.uk.
I am not based in an office. I am based in the fields.
Jen runs the Split Screen Coffee Company.
The ability to access Sage from different places is essential for my business.
See how your business could benefit from Sage Business Cloud with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Realise your business ambition. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Antibiotics, we're wonderful pills, but don't ever think we'll cure all of your ills. So every time you feel a bit under the weather, don't always think that we can make you better. Take us for the wrong thing that's dangerous to do. When you really need us, we could stop working for you.
So please don't end up paying the price. Always take your doctor's advice.
Taking antibiotics when you don't need them puts you and your family at risk. Take your doctor or nurse's advice and keep antibiotics working.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Here's Toby with the very latest news.
Coming up, Bojo anger at London Stadium blame, former Trump advisor's Russia lies charge, and RBS defends job loss impact.
Talk Radio.
Boris Johnson has hit back at criticism he is to blame for the spiralling costs of the London Stadium. An independent report says a catalogue of errors were made in converting the venue into a football stadium, which has cost the taxpayer £323 million, over £130 million more than expected. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has put the blame squarely at the now Foreign Secretary's door, but Johnson says it should actually be with the Tony Blair government for signing off on a stadium only fit for athletics in the first place. Donald Trump's former national security adviser Michael Flynn is expected to admit lying to the FBI over his dealings with Russia. Court documents show he's been charged with a single count of making false statements. He's facing a hearing in Washington this afternoon. Ireland's foreign minister says an agreement on the Irish border is doable before an EU summit in 2 weeks. That after a report from Parliament's Brexit committee concluded a hard border with customs checks is inevitable. But Conservative MP Jacob Rees-Mogg, a member of the committee, told Julia Hartley Brewer he disagrees with the findings.
It divided entirely on whether people voted to remain or leave at the referendum. So I don't think it's a very authoritative Commons report. And on the Irish border, it was flatly contradicted by the head of HMRC, John Thompson, when he said there was no need for a hard border.
A man's been jailed for life with a minimum 13 years for murdering his toddler stepson in 1968. David Dearlove swung 19-month-old Paul Booth against a fireplace at the family home in Stockton. The 71-year-old had claimed the toddler suffered a fatal head injury by falling out of bed. And the Royal Bank of Scotland insists more people are choosing to bank online or on their mobiles after announcing the closure of more than 250 RBS and NatWest branches. They're all shut by the middle of next year.
Toby, thank you very much for bringing us the news.
Thank you.
I am led to understand that today's bonus news...
Yes.
Because that bulletin was, what, 2 minutes?
Approximately, yeah. Probably not, a bit quicker, knowing me.
Not long enough, that.
Oh.
To fit all
Would
of
the... Would you like me to just lengthen the news?
Well, I'd be happy with that, but I understand there's a missive from upstairs that says it has to be 2 minutes.
Well, yeah,
but
across the office.
Yeah, we don't think that's enough time to cover everything off that's happening in the world. So,
right.
As you know,
yes.
We bring bonus news in at 3:30.
Yes.
Animal, vegetable and mineral, because that's everything. Today...
Is it everything?
Apart from fungus.
Oh, okay.
Animal, vegetable and mineral covers everything... And then, apart from fungus. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Toby will be bringing his animal news today.
I will.
I mean, technically it's Mineral News Day, if you're keeping count.
Is it?
But...
why am I doing animals, then?
Because that will annoy Victoria, because that's the one she likes.
Oh, so, oh, I see. Yeah. Okay,
so
fine.
She's still in the office, so listening.
Yeah, she's definitely not listening.
Wind her right up.
No. She's got... You know why she wanted to go across?
Yeah.
She gets loads of time off. Today, she doesn't have a bulletin at 3 or 3:30. They can't be bothered, because they're in Russia at the World Cup, so she just gets the time off.
So she's just basically it's an extension of her laziness.
She actually could have come in and read this bulletin. In fact, I offered her the opportunity.
Unbelievable. She just let the listeners down.
She said no. Well, not that one that said that he preferred me.
No, that's true.
He's pleased.
That's fair enough. Apart from that. Anyway, but you'll have animal news.
I will.
Excellent.
Unless she wants to do it.
She won't.
Would you like me to ask
her? You can ask her, yeah. But I don't
bring her in and do an Alex Dibble.
Yeah, just get her to do a report.
I'll do that, yeah. I'll write a voicer for her.
Anyway, Toby, thank you. Toby there. And now you've got weather to do. Have you done that?
Oh, have I not done that?
No, I don't think so.
I can do that. Turning cloudy this evening. Some light rain. Not as cold as recent nights, but still a frost in places. Lows, 1 Celsius.
Thank you very much. And now here's Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where
the trade go. Good afternoon, I'm Pete Abbott. England manager Gareth Southgate says he's tried not to think too much about this afternoon's World Cup draw. They'll find out who they're playing in the group stages in Russia next summer. As one of the second seeds, England could be drawn with top-ranked nations Brazil, Germany or Argentina. The FA has asked Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola to explain Wednesday's incident with Southampton's Nathan Redmond. He approached the England international on the pitch at the end of City's 2-1 Premier League win, repeatedly shouting at him. Guardiola says he was asking why the winger didn't attack them as much as in last season's game. England have included uncapped all-rounder Craig Overton in a 12-man squad for the second Ashes cricket test. The day-night match starts in Adelaide tomorrow. Australia lead the series 1-0. England are expected to choose between Overton and fast bowler Jake Ball, who played in the opening game in Brisbane. And dual-code international Sam Burgess will captain England in tomorrow's Rugby League World Cup final against holders Australia in Brisbane. Usual skipper Sean O'Loughlin is injured. That's the sport. Powered by TalkSport.
And there it was. Powered by TalkSport. Powered by Pete Abbott, who brought you that pre-recorded insert into the world of sport right there. Right, big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So as Donald Trump continues to come under fire for retweeting internet clips, the latest news, of course, if you're just joining us, the latest is Donald Trump. There's controversy over these so-called amusing cat videos that Donald Trump has been tweeting. He's retweeted 3 videos of cats that he's got from the internet. Cats purporting to be amusing. In one of the video clips, a cat attacks another cat. In another, a cat knocks over a statue of the Virgin Mary. And in the third video clip, a cat falls off a roof. Donald Trump stands now accused of cat hate. Spreading lies about cats, claim his critics, pointing out that the videos were first posted by the Channel 5 programme Cats Will Make You Laugh Out Loud, which is a notorious far-right cat hate programme. Many also pointing out that the cat videos themselves are fake, although the amusing cat that knocks over a statue of the Virgin Mary in one of the videos does actually look like a cat. Even so, there's no proof that it actually is a cat, and the cat that attacks another cat in the other video, in the end, after an investigation, turned out not to be a cat at all, but a dog. It's no surprise that Donald Trump has retweeted some of these amusing cat videos. Of course, we know that from previous news reports that Donald Trump likes to grab cats and once said so in a widely available recording. People are saying that, that he's just gone nuts. Dave's in Wembley. Dave's on the phone. Good afternoon, Dave.
John, nice to speak to you.
Thank you very much for calling in. Now, you heard me say the word nuts there, and I understand that's what you've got a problem with. You don't like the nuts. You've got that, what do you want to see done about nuts?
Well, look, the thing is, John, I've seen London change so very, very much over the years. You know, I like to go to the pub. I like to go out for a drink with my wife now.
Yeah.
And we go up to all sorts of places. Sometimes we go up North London.
North London.
And you cannot get a decent crisp now. You go into one of these so-called Ponzi micro-brewery-style pubs. And it's nuts. Nuts this, dry-roasted nuts that, honey nuts the other.
Yeah.
Cashew nuts. I just
Bless
want
you.
A decent crisp.
Right. So you're calling for a straight swap, a basic...
Yes.
Take the nuts away, replace them with the crisp.
Yes, definitely. Most definitely. I don't like nuts. I don't like anything to do with nuts. You inferred just now that the word nuts can be replaced for someone who's cuckoo, who's a bad thing, who's a nasty thing.
Yeah.
He's nuts. And I would like to see nuts taken off the menu and out of circulation.
So would you prefer, if I referred to somebody who was, in that context,
crisps.
So I would say Donald Trump eats crisps.
Yeah, he's gone completely monster munch, is what I'd like you to say.
Okay, well, that's a good thought, Dave. I mean, you mentioned, partly, though, you would be responsible for the death of squirrels, because squirrels, of course, crisps are poisonous to squirrels.
Yeah, do we know that? I mean, anyway, would you miss a squirrel? What do they contribute? Nothing.
Right, let's stay there for me. I want to bring in Vermilion, who's on the other line. Good afternoon, Vermilion.
Yeah. Good afternoon. And first off, let me just thank you graciously for having me in your programme, John.
You're welcome. So, look, you've called in. You've heard what Dave had to say. Dave is anti-nut. He's one of these. He's in the anti-nut lobby. He's nuttist.
Yeah, I find that completely ridiculous. It's rather offensive as well. Actually, I'm rather nuts about nuts myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you see, I'm a gentleman of leisure. Yeah. My wife Teresa, she's often out working and bringing home the bacon or the nuts, I should say. Really,
she brings home nuts. Is she a nut collector though? Is that what she does?
Well, I'm really the nut aficionado in the household.
Yeah.
She's really the bringer of the ways and the means in which I can purchase nuts. You know,
right.
the money.
But are you calling? Sorry, let's just get this down to the. Are you calling for more nuts? Are you saying there aren't enough nuts?
Well, yes, I'm absolutely delighted about nuts. I adore them. I think they're actually a rather important part of my life. You see, I'm a man of pleasure. I don't really have much to do in the daytime.
Well, obviously, that's why you're calling a radio station. But look, hang on. Look, Dave, come back in here, because Vermilion there is calling. He's calling for there to be more nuts. You're calling for to be fewer nuts.
No nuts. People like Pavilion there make me sick.
Yeah.
You know, he's got nothing to do all day apart from squirrel his way his nuts. His wife is bringing in the nuts. Get out. Get yourself a job. Preferably.
Well, what do you rather I do? I really have no need for a job. I have the nanny I have to look after.
Well, look, we don't give a flying, pardon the expression, nut about your personal situation. We're trying to establish here is whether or not nuts as a concept should be banned in this country.
Let me get to the crux of my point, Jonathan. Perhaps I could tell you why they're so important.
Well, why shouldn't nuts be banned in this country?
Well, you know the...
Allergies, Vermilion!
Sorry?
Allergies!
You don't hear about people being allergic to crisps, do you?
Well, that's just weeding out the weaker ones, you know? Natural selection, I think.
Right, okay, so, all right.
The allergies are good, you know? They'll weed out the ones who will not be strong enough to handle the end times, you know?
Right, so how many more nuts... Put a number on it for me. How many more nuts... should there be, overall,
well,
in this country?
13,000.
Yeah, all right.
Is a good stockage for the year.
Right, okay.
Dave. Yearly, I say 13,000 is a good amount.
Dave.
No more than one or two.
Right,
if
fair enough.
If people really don't like crisps, okay, you know, you go to the pub, some ladies don't like crisps so much.
Yeah.
Then what's the weight? So you're allowed to say that now, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm walking down the local avenue.
Hang on a minute.
People would think I was some sort of rubbish person.
Hang on a minute. Look. Where's the limit? Right. Okay. Where's the limit? Right. Think of a nut bush. Right. Think of a nut bush now. Right.
Yeah. What's the city limits on that?
Well, exactly. What is the limit on a nut bush? Is it a city or should it be a town or a village?
A hamlet. No more than a hamlet.
Right. Okay. So a hamlet, a nut bush hamlet limit is what you're calling for, Dave. On the radio, by the way, you're calling for that.
Oh. Very much so.
Right.
Very much so. I would even go so far as to say, if you go to a fun fair,
yep,
and you're a cocoa nut shy,
yes,
I think if you have a great big crisps up there, and you see how many you can crush with a ball. No more nuts.
The ball would go right through the crisp, wouldn't it?
People like it, make me sick.
Yeah. All right. Look, he's trying to... Vermilion here. Vermilion, come back in, because I know you're calling for, you know, this whole, I don't know, what should we call it, a nut cascade. When Mrs. Thatcher in the 1980s, you remember that she closed down the Nutella mines, of course, didn't she?
She was very nutty slack about the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. And that led to riots with squirrels, of course. And what is Nutella? It's butter. It's like nut butter. It's nut butter, isn't it? In a jar. Basically, that's what it is.
Nutella is the ambrosia of the gods, my dear boy. It's the nut paste formed from the finest hazel.
Well, yeah, but it's dug out of the ground. I mean, it's, you know, there was no call. The mine's closed. You know, get over it. Okay, that was the end of the nut mining, the Nutella mines.
Yeah.
You know, and now we have this situation, Dave, don't we? Where they're in, as you say, they are coming back. They're spreading. They're everywhere.
They're everywhere, and people like in, pernicious people like you. Why don't you be honest, Pavilion, and just tell us who you are, the organisation you're from?
Yeah.
I've seen people like you parade up and down, holding up nuts in highly populated areas of Luton and so forth. You know...
My dear boy, if my hands were not busy...
Franson, is she, what?
If my hands were not busy dealing with nuts all day, they'd probably be around your throat, dear boy, throttling
you.
See, this is, to be fair, let's keep it simple. That is typical, though, of the pro-nut lobby, Vermilion. It's a violent faction, isn't it? You know, you go round, you've already admitted, the people with allergies, you go round, you know, we've seen on television, haven't we, Dave? We've seen people like him go round shoving nuts into the faces, shoving your nuts into the faces of people who are allergic. Vermilion, and it's
pure
you're an alt nut. You're a nut. You're part of a hate group.
You're the one nut job.
Yeah,
I've sat in areas of London. There's people who quite chipsticks sat next to knickknacks sat next to Pringles.
Yep,
sat next to Salt and Shake and Monster Munch. We've all got on very, very well. This nut lobby come in.
Yep,
start kicking off. I think it's about time they were all bagged up. Bag your nuts up, mate.
Well, okay.
We're out of time, really, for this.
Bag up your nuts.
You know, I bag up...
Bag up your nuts.
There.
Nutsack.
I mean, it's really...
It's really
a debate that's going to run and run. Vermilion, just sum up the debate for me in one word, please.
Pistachio.
Thank you. Dave?
Peanut.
Thank you. Now, what do you think? I mean, that got a bit heated, of course, but the pro-nut lobby are vociferous, if nothing else, in their campaigning, as you'll know, calling for more nuts. The government have said there will be 40,000 more nuts by 2018. They haven't said how that's going to be paid for. We just don't know. Damien Green, of course, he's the Deputy Prime Minister. He stands accused of looking at people's nuts on his parliamentary computer, although I understand he's denied it. There's a lot. You know, we live in post-Brexit Britain now, don't we? We've got post-it notes now and ham. Why do we need?
Not prepare one of those.
Not really. Do we need nuts? Let us know what you think. 87 treble.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and this is Bork Radio, and that's the big debate.
Bork Radio.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Countdown to your most switched on Christmas ever with the Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio. 'Twas not long until Christmas and all good girls and boys are dreaming of gadgets, top tech and toys. From a quadcopter drone to a kid's 4x4, there's a cool Maplin prize behind each Advent door. Head to talkradio.co.uk, open the Advent door and stand by to answer your phone in 5 golden rings to win top tech prizes each day. The Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio with Maplin. Magic ideas everyone will love this Christmas.
Tool time at TradePoint, with exclusive deals on big trade brands, all at low trade prices. 3 for £11 on selected Stanley hand tools. Offer ends 21st of December. See in-store for even more deals. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade only. TradePoint!
Pop into TK Maxx for designer, cashmere and or sparkly gifts and you might even find a white Christmas snow globe.
A snow globe?
That's right. Find an exclusive snow globe in store or online and get actual snow delivered for free. So there you go. A white Christmas for absolutely nothing. It's just another one of TK Maxx's many big gifts at small prices.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatics fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £79 million jackpot. And two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euromillions. Only from the National Lottery.
Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
Well, in Greater Manchester, we have one lane closed, very slow traffic and delays due to a broken down tanker. It's on the M62 eastbound at junction 20 for Rochdale. Elsewhere in Warwickshire, the M42 southbound lane is closed on the exit slip road due to a broken down lorry that's affecting you at junction 9 around Curdworth. And in Wiltshire, seeing some very slow traffic due to an accident, now on the hard shoulder, but still causing delays on the M4 westbound. That's between junction 15 and junction 16. I'm Sammy Jolo.
At Tesco Mobile, we understand it's the season of goodwill. So we're giving you your first £10 pay-as-you-go rocket pack for free with 2 GB of data, 500 minutes and 5,000 texts. How's that for Christmas spirit? With great deals and gifts like these, we've got something to make everyone smile. For your SIM, go online or in-store. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Ends December 20th. £10 top-up required for free rocket pack. Expires after 1 month. Requires Tesco Mobile or unlock 4G phone. Minutes and texts to standard UK landline and mobiles. Includes EU roaming. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I am him. All right, good afternoon. Welcome along. If you're just joining us, well, you've missed all sorts of shambles today. I don't quite know what's going on. But anyway, Cornelius has been taking some of the reactions to the debate. Do we need nuts in this day and age? As we were talking about, a lot of people getting in touch, talking about when Mrs. Thatcher famously, in the 1980s, closed down the Nutella mines, of course, leading to those riots between the squirrels and the police. And what is Nutella, if not just nut butter? Cornelius, what's been coming in on the reaction?
Yes, John. What's been coming in on the reaction?
Yes.
This one's from Anna. She says, John, I want to get this off my chest. Chestnuts, they're very uncomfortable, especially when I lie on my front.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's from Anna. Phylactic shock.
Yes.
And, John, I've written the word national down and I don't know why. Oh, yeah, I remember now.
Oh, yeah.
John, I hate the National Union of Students. That's from someone who's misheard the whole
Good. Thanks very much. If you've got a reaction, 8722.
Well, you messaged the word talk.
That's not right. I'm sorry, I'm on Twitter. Good, Cornelius.
I'm going.
Go away. The reason Cornelius is going away is, well, we want him to, but the second reason he's going away is because he has to go to the lift now. And what happens in the lift on a Friday? If you're a regular listener, you'll know. That's where Cornelius reads out all of the haters' texts and tweets that we get to the show from. All the people that despise this show. They hate the show, and they're not backwards and coming forwards about it. And we positively embrace it. We don't, you know, we don't tell them, report them to Twitter, we don't, or wherever. We don't ban them, we don't block them, we just take them. Give all of the hate to Cornelius. He reads it out loud as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature called Condescending, and it's on the way very shortly. Before that, though, it's also Some Request Friday. Again, if you're a regular listener, you'll know that we can't play music because we're a speech radio station. Radio 2 have all Request Friday. They can. Simon Mayo invites you to request songs on a Friday over there. So we invite you to request speeches and talks. It seems only right and proper. And if we've got them in the archive, then we'll darn well play them for you. It's Some Request Friday. This is coming. Hi, John, Cornelius, Dave, Vicky, Fletch, Joe, and everyone at Talk Radio except Carol Malone. Can I get a whoop whoop? No. For today, I am getting married to Lucinda, who, between me and you, is bloody lucky to have me. Please, will you play for our wedding day the white collar speech from the film Fight Club, and give us a clear heads up when you're about to play it, because she wants to walk down the aisle to it, and we'll wait in the car until she gets the go-ahead. Well, here's your heads up. That's from Stanley in Kubrick. Now, Stanley, good news, good news, good news. Happy wedding day. Get out of the car, Lucinda, and get yourself down the aisle to this little lot.
God damn it, an entire generation pumping gas, waiting tables, slaves with white collars. Advertising has us chasing cars and clothes, working jobs we hate so we can buy shit we don't need. We're the middle children of history, man. No purpose or place. We have no great war. No Great Depression. Our great war is a spiritual war. We've all been raised on television to believe that one day we'd all be millionaires and movie gods and rock stars, but we won't. We're slowly learning that fact. We're very, very tough.
Yeah, a bit sweary, but we managed to get that out for you. I hope you've made it right down to the aisle there. Lucinda, happy wedding day. Thank you, Stanley, in Kubrick there, for requesting that as part of Some Request Friday. It was the white-collar speech from the film Fight Club. Now, if I'm right, that's given Cornelius time to get to the lift. Why is he in the lift? Because the haters gonna hate. So as I said, we don't ignore all of the abuse we get from people who don't like me or don't like the show or don't like anybody who works on and around the show. We positively embrace it by giving it to Con to read on a Friday in the lift as it goes downwards through the building. It's Condescending. He should be there. Cornelius, can you hear me? Are you there? Cornelius.
Yes, hello, John. Hello. Here I am. We were actually on the lift radio today. I have, of course, rectified that to this.
Wouldn't that be phenomenal? Listen, I want to get that £5,000 again. I want it to reach 10.
Right, what is it?
Get £10,000.
It's Premier Gospel asking for some money. Great. Okay, let's begin. This is from Shane, who says, I sincerely hope Meghan Markle does not hear your show. It would be a terrible impression of the country she is marrying into. You are unpatriotic and don't deserve to be on air. Anonymous says, who gives an S word about whether you open windows or doors on an advent calendar? No one, that is who. Who do you expect is listening to this show? This show is no longer worth listening to now Victoria's gone. I'm switching over to TalkSport, says Gary. Enjoy, Gary. I think the hurting on Dave is great. This is the TV show that I've written for. Every now and then, there's a really bad joke in there. I just presume that's the ones Con's right, says Waffle Monster.
Yep.
On Twitter. Thank you. That's every weekday evenings at 7 p.m. on Dave. The hurting.
You've been framed.
This show is so appallingly bad, this is a radio show, that John should stand up and consume a vial of poison. Said text messages. I just wanted to get my criticism in early of your puerile, nonsensical and repetitive brand of student radio. Hi, are you coming in? We're going down. What's your name? You've got a mouthful. What are you eating?
Sandwich.
Oh, nice. Alan, what do you do, Alan?
Inside executive.
Oh, I don't know what that is. I don't care if you read this out. I won't be listening. Bev Turner's on the other side, and she's sensible's up yours, Keith. So what did you say your name was?
Alan.
Alan, what's in your sandwich?
Ham and cheese.
Mm, nice. I don't know, it's in my handwriting. Can you just read this out for us? It's an insult we got into the show today.
You did this poll last week.
Last year, that should say, sorry. Thanks very much, Alan. We are now at the bottom. It's back to you, John.
Thanks, Cornelius. Thanks very much. The haters are there hating. They're going to hate. And thank you to Alan as well in there. I don't know what Alan does either, but that was Alan with his ham and cheese sandwich joining in. He's in the lift. So do you hate the show or do you hate me? Do you hate the people that work on it and put it together? I know, imagine that behind the scenes. There's actual people who work on this. Shambles. Anyway, if you do get in touch with us because we don't ignore your complaints. As you've just heard, we embrace them. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
That's right. And just tell us what you hate and why. And you could be featured in next week's edition of Condescending. In the next bit of the programme, find out the results of that poll that got a mention there. Advent calendar day, 1st of December. Doors, windows or flaps? What do you prefer? You can Talk Radio on Twitter. You can have a look and get with the poll. We'll also bring you live music in the next hour as well. We've dragged buskers in from the streets. They'll be performing for us. It's what we do on a Friday.
Our listeners made a Facebook poll to complement our Twitter poll.
Oh,
as well.
Oh, yeah, do tell.
On the Talk Radio listeners page.
Yes.
Currently, doors third, windows second, flaps first in that as well.
Okay. Doors, windows or flaps, there's still time. And also bonus news on the way as well from Toby. Who's here now with the actual news?
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. A 71-year-old man has been jailed for at least 13 years for murdering his stepson in 1968. David Dearlove swung Paul Booth against a fireplace at the family home in Stockton and then has lied about the crime ever since. Boris Johnson is battling back after claims he's to blame for the huge cost of transforming the Olympic Stadium from an athletics to a football venue. The former London mayor was at the helm when the deal was struck, with estimates of a £190 million spend turning out to £323 million. An independent report has blamed a catalogue of errors for the increase, while current mayor Sadiq Khan has taken over control of the stadium. But Johnson says he's not to blame, insisting the Blair government, with Ken Livingstone as mayor at the time, at fault for signing off on a solely athletics venue in the first place. The former White House National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is to admit lying to the FBI over his contacts with Russia. He's become the most senior official indicted in the investigation into possible collusion between the Trump election campaign and Moscow. And Meghan Markle has been getting her first taste of life as a royal during an official engagement with her fiancé, Prince Harry. The couple were handed chocolates, flowers and cards as they met crowds in Nottingham.
Harry said hello to my little one. He was like, oh, hi. And Meghan shook my hand and then Harry asked to shake my hand. They're both really lovely.
I thought it was a tremendous opportunity for us to say hello to them both.
I said, your mum was the queen of our hearts. And he said, yeah, I know that. I said, you're the queen of our hearts.
The couple have been visiting AIDS charities and young people at a project Prince Harry set up to help combat youth violence. For more on World AIDS Day, stay tuned to bonus news. There's a link. And now to your weather. Turning cloudy this evening. Some light rain, not as cold as recent nights, but still a frost in places. Lows of 1 Celsius.
And there's more in... you have to sign off bonus news by saying there's more in half an hour. That news by saying there's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour.
Which gives me the opportunity to say, there's more now.
Okay.
Oh, so good, should we try that again?
Yeah, do you want me to finish my weather?
Yes, please.
So I'll just... lows tonight, 1 Celsius. There's more in half an hour.
There's more now.
There is.
It's time for bonus news. The reason it exists is simple. The news bulletins are but 2 minutes long. That's not time enough to get everything in that's happening in the world. It's kind of chosen and put in there, but it's not everything. There's other stuff happening in the world of animal, vegetable and mineral, and that covers everything off, apart from fungus. That's a long story. Today, though, we bring you animal news.
From aardvarks to zebras, this is Animal News.
A hippopotamus has shot to fame after a heroic survival following a pride of lions who decided they wanted him for dinner. After one female attacked the beast in the Maasai Mara in Kenya, she returned with three more to launch a multi-pronged attack on their lunch elect. But despite teeth and claws latching onto the hippo left, right and centre, he simply walks away with no retaliation, with social media celebrating his peaceful attitude and lack of wanting revenge. An elephant famed for his appearances in Thai films and TV ads has crushed its owner to death. It's believed Ekasit was in mushed, an aggressive state associated with a surge in testosterone, when he swatted Somsak Rengengen with his trunk. The 5-ton animal is not being put down after the attack, which witnesses say appeared deliberate.
Elephants are in that, as you said, in that state.
Mushed.
Yes, which is still mysterious. They don't quite know what that is.
No.
But it does. You're absolutely right, elephant. There's warnings about it in zoos.
Mm.
Have you seen such warnings?
No.
Yes. They are, yeah. If you go and see elephant, there's a warning. I'm talking about Howlett's Zoo particularly.
Okay.
And that's the first I'd ever heard of it when I went there like years ago. It's hormonal in the elephants, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Yeah. High testosterone levels forces them to
be angry,
act much more aggressively.
Very interestingly, Victoria has the same state.
Oh, about the fact that we're doing animal news.
No, well, just generally.
General.
Testosterone. Victoria has extra.
Well,
testosterone,
I don't know whether it's that or, but she certainly does have an aggressive state, doesn't she? That she exhibits. In the office and indeed on air a lot of the time. So you do have to tread carefully around Victoria when she's in that heightened state of anger.
Okay.
So I'm just putting that out there.
That's why they moved her to TalkSport, wasn't it? Because it's more of a gruff station.
It's aggressive sort of...
Yeah.
Do you think the listeners are in mushed, generally speaking, on TalkSport?
Yeah. Mm. So anyway, there we go.
Do you want my final story?
I think so.
This does link within
the news segment.
All right.
As we celebrate World AIDS Day... It's claimed we're no closer to curing cat AIDS. The feline immunodeficiency virus can cause minor illnesses in felines, diarrhea and long-term kidney insufficiency among them. But scientists are warning, while advances in HIV drugs are happening quickly, cats are suffering with their version as badly as ever before.
Do other animals get their version?
Presumably not. I don't think they get FIV either, because that's feline immunodeficiency virus.
Right. The music's run out.
And obviously HIV is...
Hang on, the music's run out.
Just got to rewind it. There we go. Carry on.
You gave the look you gave me there was of abject horror as to what was going on. Just going like, what do I do? Animal news.
We're used to silence on the radio.
It's the best bit of the show, I understand that, you know,
in the end, we do have to rewind things.
We've got
TalkSport's old technology, haven't we, from the 1960s.
Exactly what we've got. That's when this studio was built. As you know, it was just the stuff in the cupboard that TalkSport had thrown out.
Yeah.
And I'm including Victoria in
out
that.
Out of the skip.
And she's gone back. Well, that was some... Thank you, Toby.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I can see why that was Victoria's favourite.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to lie, she was quite annoyed when I told her that I was doing animal news. She said, "It's mineral news on Fridays."
She's in that state.
Animal news.
She's in mushed.
I think she debated coming rushing in to protest, but you know.
No, she's banned.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, okay. She's dead to us.
Yeah. So there we go. That was Toby with animal news. Of course, we'll bring you up to date on vegetable news on Monday.
Animal news.
But we don't know who's reading the news.
I think it's Alex on Monday.
We got Dibble.
You've got Dibbly 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 on Monday.
All right.
And Friday.
Yeah.
And then Victoria not born on Tuesday to Thursday, but Lawrence.
Ah, great.
I think
she's been on before.
Yes, she's the other Victoria.
Victoria.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And then me for the following four days.
Oh, dear.
And then Claire Cottingham on the Friday.
Is this rota? Who's rotoring this?
Well, it just really allows, you know,
why can't we
bed
just
into
have
the
a,
team.
One newsreader?
What you need to do is
do you want
interview
the job?
On air potential permanent newsreaders.
I think that's a good idea.
I think you should do that.
Would you, if you were offered it permanently, would you want it?
How much are you paying?
I don't know.
Well,
it's just what you get paid now, presumably.
Yeah, yeah. You get it every day of the week.
You don't
have to work weekends.
They do pay as much as they pay the freelancers.
Yeah, that's probably
it's probably another off-air discussion, isn't it? This
one? Anyway. Feels like it, doesn't it?
Anyway, thank you, Toby.
Thank you.
One of our newsreaders.
So you don't want the job.
Best one.
Yeah. You don't want it, that's what you're saying.
I didn't say that. I asked how much.
It's anyway, a bold opening gambit for an interview, isn't it?
If it's £5,000, then that's a lot more than I currently
just carry
get,
this
I mean.
On. Just carry this on, you know.
Keep it going.
Afterwards. Good, we've got live music on the way. It's a Friday. We've dragged some buskers in. They're going to be performing for us. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Live music. That is what we bring you on a Friday. We have two performers, two musician types in the studio doing it today. So, let's find out who they are, because literally no one's bothered to tell me. You are?
I'm Adam.
Hello, Adam. And you are?
I'm Neil.
Adam and Neil. That's great. Now, look, you're playing two songs for us, I realise. I presume someone's giving you that information or
You
just looked at me like that was a surprise. But that's fine. So before we hear them, we'll do Traffic and Travel and get all that out of the way. But so very quickly, where are you from? What do you perform together? What in what capacity? Tell us a little bit about you, Adam and Neil.
Well, we are both originally from Leighton. We went to college together and then we've both come to London to study music. And from there, we've formed a band. We're doing that at the moment. Occasionally we go out and busk and stuff.
Cool. And what's the band name?
Over My Head.
Over My Head.
Yes.
Good. All right. That's where did that come from? Did you tip something over his head and then a moment of genius.
It's actually a song from one of the bands we're inspired by. They're called Sum 41.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
We kind of we all really liked the song and went to see them, and then it kind of clicked in my head. I was kind of like, that could be a cool name.
Yeah.
And then it just kind of stuck from there.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
good. Well, look, we're going to, for time only, let's do the first song now. What are we going to hear first?
It's a cover of I Miss You by Blink-182.
But, well, I can see a theme developing here.
Yeah.
All right. If the band have got a number attached, that's what we like. Blink-182, Sum 41, possibly Level 42 at some point. I don't know. All right. So, Over My Head, live on the radio on a Friday afternoon.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. From my nightmare, the shadow in the background of the morgue, the unsuspecting victim of darkness in the valley. We can live like Jack and Sally if you'd want, where you can always find me. And we'll have Halloween on Christmas, and in the night we'll wish this never ends. We'll wish this never ends. Oh, I miss you, miss you. Oh, I miss you, miss you. Where are you? And I'm so sorry. I cannot sleep, I cannot dream tonight. I need somebody and always. This sick, strange darkness comes creeping on, so haunting every time. And as I stared, I counted the webs from all the spiders, catching things and eating their insides. Like indecision to call you and hear your voice of treason. Will you come home and stop this pain tonight? Stop this pain. Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head. Don't waste your time on me. You're already the voice inside my head. Miss you, miss you. Thank you. inside my head. Don't waste your time on me, you're already the voice inside my head. Don't waste your time on me, you're already the voice inside my head. Don't waste your time on me, you're already the voice inside my head. I miss you, miss you.
Live music on the Talk Radio in the afternoons. That's what we do on a Friday. That is Over My Head. They are going to be playing another tune for us after the traffic and travel. So stay with us, gents. I know you've got to retune as well, haven't you, or something? So,
yeah,
you know, that's, you know, we weren't going to do traffic and travel. We're just going to, but now you've got to retune. We'll just do it. It's fine. And of course, don't forget a Twitter poll result. I mean, so excited about this. In no way at all. But anyway, it's out there. I'm going to ask you, Advent calendar. It's 1st of December.
Yes.
Doors, windows, or flaps?
Flaps.
Flaps.
Typical. Right, we'll be back with the Twitter poll result of that. It's what the nation is crying out for. A definitive answer to whether it's a door, a window, or a flap. Find out next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
My name's Frank. When I was on the streets, I was cold, lonely and scared. Christmas was the hardest time. I was absolutely by myself. I had nowhere to go. But then I came to Crisis at Christmas. It was awesome. They had proper food, showers, doctors, advisors. It was a real ray of hope and it changed my life. So please reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk and help someone else like me out of homelessness this Christmas. Thanks for listening.
Selco, it's where the train go.
The festive season has started at Selco Builders Warehouse, and we're celebrating with Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Like tubes of Geocell Decorator's Cork for just 75 pence each, or a four-piece Hamilton Perfection pure synthetic brush set for only £18.99. Now that's a Christmas cracker. Don't miss Selco's 12 deals of Christmas. Only available until the 15th of December. Prices exclude VAT. Find out more at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train go.
That moment when you're listening to your friend and checking your phone, then suddenly have no idea what they're talking about. Or that moment when you're using the camera to check your hair and walk into a lamppost. Or what about that moment when you're driving and check your messages and don't notice that pedestrian? If you look at your phone for a couple of seconds at 30 miles per hour, you miss 100 feet of road. Don't have that moment. Think. Put your phone away.
I am not based in an office. I am based in the fields.
Jen runs the Split Screen Coffee Company.
The ability to access Sage from different places is essential for my business.
See how your business could benefit from Sage Business Cloud with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Realise your business ambition. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud, helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Hi, we're on the high street asking, is cash still king?
Oh, I can't remember the last time I carried cash.
I keep an emergency tenner in my wallet, but that's it.
I don't bother with cash-only shops.
If I can't pay by card, it's an issue. I never carry cash.
No, I never carry cash on me.
As a business owner, you can't rely solely on cash payments. Square's card reader allows you to accept all major debit and credit cards. Get up to £1,000 in free card transactions for your first 180 days when you sign up at square.com/trisquare. Terms and conditions apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Greater Manchester, we have delays and one lane closed due to a broken down tanker on the M62. That's eastbound at junction 20 for Rochdale, and congestion is back to junction 10. In Leicestershire, queuing traffic due to a broken down vehicle. All traffic is being temporarily held on the M1. That's northbound between junction 23 and junction 23A. And elsewhere in the West Midlands, two lanes closed, queuing traffic and long delays due to an accident on the M6. That's northbound between junction 6 and junction 7 for Great Bar. I'm Sammy Jolo.
At Tesco Mobile, we know Christmas is a time for giving. So we're giving you your first 10, 15 or 20 pounds pay-as-you-go rocket pack for free. That's sure to fill your wallet with festive cheer. With great deals and gifts like these, we've got something to make everyone smile. For your SIM, go online or in-store. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
Ends December 20th. Rocket pack expires after 1 month. Renews automatically. Requires a Tesco Mobile or unlocked 4G phone. T's and C's apply.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B.I.G.G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. Live music on the way from our band today, who are in performing for us. They've already done one song. They're going to be doing another one in a moment. But, of course, before that, we've got to squash in this, because this is the big news. It is the 1st of December. It is the day of the advent calendars. Earlier on, a debate raged. Much as it did on the same day last year when we had some time to fill, as to what a door, a window or a flap was on an advent calendar. Is it a door? Is it a window? Is it a flap? Cornelius very strongly arguing for...
Window, obviously.
Yeah, I, of course, open a door on advent calendar, whereas Dave, which comes as no surprise to people who know of his reputation, favours the flap. So, in terms of our Twitter poll, Dave, the Twitter poll is now closed.
Yeah, the Twitter poll is closed.
Yeah.
Before that, though, we sent Tony, who's been doing work experience with us all week,
oh, right,
out onto the street to ask strangers.
Whether it's doors, windows or flaps.
Tony, this is what he brought back in.
Okay, so obviously today's the 1st of December and it's the start of the advent calendars. And what do you call those little panels that you open up to release the chocolate or whatever you've got? Do you call them flaps, windows or doors?
Doors.
Those, my friend, are windows.
Nah. Windows don't have doors, mate. Windows is like a solid thing that you look through. It's a portal you look through. Listen, a door is a thing on a hinge.
I hate to burst your festive buble, but it's a window, mate.
No, it's
a window.
It's not a window.
I'd call them windows, because if I called them flaps, they would remind me of something else. So windows is best.
What the hell? Windows? I'd call them windows. Because of in a house, isn't it?
Yeah, but you have doors on the house, don't you?
Yeah, but they're not square and tiny.
Doors.
Why?
That's what we've always called it, right from when I was a little girl. My mum and dad used to say the doors, and that's just what I've continued with myself and my children.
So you're never going to call it flaps?
No. No, never.
And there you have it. That's what the people in the streets are saying. I think that's a big win for doors.
lots of people said windows.
Yeah, but they're wrong. So
the definitive poll is on the Twitter poll.
Go on then.
And we've always said this.
What does the Twitter come up with? We need
third place.
Yeah.
32%.
Yeah.
Windows.
Right.
Pathetic.
No way. We won on TalkSport Drive last year.
Third place.
Yeah.
33%.
Yeah.
Is doors.
Yeah.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, first place with 35%.
People are just, yeah, no one calls them flaps. They're just doing that because they're children. Yeah.
And also, Dave swung that vote because I know for a fact that he voted four times with his various Twitter accounts that he uses for nefarious reasons.
Yeah, but there were hundreds of votes. That's not going to sway it.
Yeah, but then you got all your mates to join in. You just said to vote for your flaps.
I did a tweet, and if I'm more popular on social media than either of you two,
well, we didn't do a tweet because we're not cheating.
Cornelius did a tweet.
Yeah, but I'm not that popular.
But I will draw your attention to Wikipedia, which has the definitive answer, and that does say flaps on Wikipedia. So it does say they come in a multitude of flaps.
Why it didn't say flaps on Wikipedia this morning.
I tell you what, if you were listening to the beginning of the show when we tested out what you could and could look up on the internet in this building, right? I can tell you that that debate wouldn't have even started, because there's no way we'd get that word through.
A final word on this, though. There is an additional paragraph now at the bottom of the Advent Calendar Wikipedia, which none of us have updated, which says, there is a constant debate about whether Advent calendars have doors or windows. This has become an annual debate on John Holmes' talk radio show. This generates a poll on social media, often with no conclusion.
There we go. There we go. We've hit the big time. And speaking of which, here's a band. So, it gets no bigger than this, gentlemen. I think you'll agree. What a gig. So, we spoke before before Traffic and Travel there, of course, a little bit. Whereabouts, Adam and Neil? Adam and Neil? Yeah. I got that right. Yeah, I remembered. Look at that. That's never happened before. So where would we find you if we wanted to come and see you? Where do we find you on social media and so forth? This is your chance to plug it now.
Okay, cool. We've got our Facebook page up, Over My Head UK. We're across... we've got the same username, Over My Head UK, across Facebook, Twitter, all the social media. We're kicking up gigging again at the beginning of January. Well, January the 18th. We're playing a show at the Workshop in Old Street. If you will go to our Facebook, links to buying tickets are there, and it'll be a lot of fun.
All right,
yeah,
good stuff. Well, we heard a cover version, of course, Blink-182. Yes. Before what are you gonna do now?
We're gonna be playing our original song, Stick Around.
Let's do it. This is Over My Head live on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
One, two. Footprints from running through my head, alone when you should be here instead. Just say my name and we can end this whole charade, 'cause I'm down for all these games. So just tell me, will you play? 'Cause getting too hard, it's not what you're thinking now.
Song plays around, but I'll give you my heart,
and only you'll stick around.
What do you think?
By the time this song plays out, I'm sure you'll have no doubts. Will you feel the way I do when the song plays around? I know I've acted recklessly, but you know there's more than what you'll see to me. Am I the great mistake that you're dying to make? So what's it gonna be? Will you stay or will you leave? 'Cause getting too to tell what you're thinking now.
Wait until the song plays around,
but I'll give you my heart, and only you'll stick around.
What do you think?
By the time the song plays out, I'm sure you'll have no doubts. Will you feel the way I do when the song plays around? Time I'll call you out, make sure you'll stick around. What's going on in your head? It may not work perfectly, but that's okay with me. In time we'll work out the rest. Now that I'm through, now it's all down to you. Tell me what you're gonna do. So tell me this time, please, will you stay or will you leave? 'Cause getting too hard to tell what you're thinking now.
Wait until the song plays around,
but I'll give you my heart, and only you'll stick around.
What do you think?
By the time the song plays out, I'm sure you'll have no doubts. Will you feel the way I do when the song plays around? Wait until the song plays around. Wait until the song plays around.
Live music there on the radio. And from adoring crowd. Gents, thanks very much for coming in.
Cool, thanks for having us.
That was really good. Is there anything physical? Can we download stuff? Is there an old-fashioned compact disc or anything that you're peddling?
There will be very soon.
All right.
Again, follow us on our Facebook pages and you'll be updated about where that is.
All right, good stuff. Over my head there, playing live for us on the radio on a Friday. Yasmeen, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, is with us. She's coming up with, you know, Friday drive time here on the radio very shortly. And she's currently negotiating the crowded studio.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi.
Now, what's coming up on you today?
So I'm going to start off by saying I'm monumentally confused about the Irish border situation, but we'll get someone to explain it, which is really good.
Good.
We're also going to talk to the head of social media for the Met Police about last week and what happened when I was on air on Drive Time at Oxford Circus.
Yes, that's right.
And who you should really be listening to when something does or doesn't happen, because, yes, there are official statements and everything, but obviously everyone flocks to social media.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to talk to him. There's something about a World Cup draw.
We mentioned it briefly earlier, but it means nothing to me, so we didn't dwell on it.
We will be... people who know about it will be talking to me about it.
Right. This. Shouldn't you be on TalkSport?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not. I mean, they're great and all.
They TalkSport?
Wouldn't appreciate
they're,
me.
I mean, they're not. No. I mean, their listeners are all thick.
You take that back.
No.
Okay, you're in trouble, not me. We're also today going to be talking about homeopathy, because everyone loves that.
Yeah.
Yes, and whether it works or not. Ever had any?
What?
No, didn't think so. And also, I've got the author of this rather fine book, A Very British Christmas, Rodri Marsden, coming in, writer and journalist, coming in to talk to us.
Good.
So loads.
Marvellous.
Loads. That was a very nice song, by the way.
Yeah, that's good, isn't it? Yeah. Yasmeen Khan with you through till 7, and then other things will happen. It's Talk Radio. We'll be back on Monday at 1 o'clock. Have a good weekend.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.